What's the California fees?
That's $226.
Well, we only have $27.30. What does that get us?
Nowhere.
Corey's taking his brother Jimmy on a ride.
These two boys already traveled more than 80 miles across the state.
We've hired someone to find him.
What's his problem?
He's just shy.
But Jimmy's got a secret.
You got 50,000 on Double Dragon?
That could make this the ride of their lives.
Look at him. He's a wizard.
He's headed for the video championship.
This guy?
What is that?
Power glove.
Yeah, well, just keep your power gloves up for all right?
With a touch of romance.
I am not kissing a boy.
And a ton of trouble.
That's huge.
But too late.
One beat down!
Sorry about that.
You maniac!
They'll get there any way they can.
Jimmy! Here we come!
It's Jimmy! It's Jimmy!
Come here! Stop!
Now, what do you think you're doing to him?
I'll just let you tell him to do what you want him to do. How about once you ask him what he wants to do, huh?
Now,
video Armageddon.
He's gonna take a lot of guts.
You can do it!
A little magic.
You're back!
And the Wizard, Fred Savage.
All right, there you go.
Great stuff.
I hope everybody enjoyed that. I know I did.
The movie that made you think you could actually use the power glove in a game. Remember him playing Rad Racer with the power glove?
Was he playing Rad Racer?
Yeah, he was playing Rad Racer, like moving his hand back and forth, and the car was going left and right. Man, that didn't happen.
No, it
didn't work at all.
I don't. Man, it's been forever since I've seen that film. I call it a film too. I say it's been ever since I've seen that movie. Film was reserved for something. Well, I don't. You know, at the time, loved it.
Oh yeah.
Oh, at the time, eating that up. I think that was the first place you could see Mario 3.
Like 8. Yeah. Yeah. That's why everybody went to see it, was to see Super Mario Brothers 3.
Yeah, because that was like the first place you could see it take place. Dave is here joining us. Normally he's in the chat room, but he's here tonight, all the way from Colorado. He's here. Now, Dave, if you're going to speak, we can't hear a word you're saying sitting that far away from the microphone.
He was trying to say something a minute ago.
He did, and of course you faintly could pick it up, so we're not going to be able to. You've got to eat a microphone if you want to talk into this thing.
This one over here.
You guys are going to have to share.
Hello.
There you go. All right. What were you asking?
If any of you guys had actually seen that movie in the theater. I remember going and getting the pocket power.
I raised my hand for whatever reason. I did see it in the theater. Yeah, I did.
I saw it at PAX 04.
There we go. Now you're it's turned out. Where'd you see it?
At PAX 2004.
They showed it there?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. That's great. I don't think I'd sit in on it again. I know it's out on DVD, but man, I watched the trailer just a minute ago. I was like, wow. Oh boy. So whenever I put this in. Anyway, welcome to episode 19 of In Game Chat here on 1170
WA. 19 now?
Yeah, we're up to 19. That's great. 19 weeks we've been doing this. I haven't missed an episode yet. Well, I guess so. We did skip 1 week there. Kinda, didn't we?
Not really.
Well, we did that Friday, and then we didn't do anything for the entire week until we came back the next Monday. So maybe. But anyway, 19 weeks we've been doing this now. We're on 1170 WACV. Grateful to be here. And also, you can listen to us at 1170WACV.com. You can head over to mouselook.com or evilavatar.com. There are links there for you to join us inside the chat room. And in the chat room right now, got Blackwing in there, Flinks, Hoggy, our intrepid recorder of the show. Also myself, Straxus, who's here with us tonight, and Neil Bahika is in there as well. In with us tonight, like I said, Jeremy's in here, we got Dave, we have Dennis, and we've got Dana in the booth there waiting on your calls. 334-272-9228, 334-272-9228. Things that we're going to talk about tonight, we don't really have too much plan. We got lots of news that we can cover. We're going to give you a good idea of what's going on next week with... Well, we partnered up with a local business here, but it's actually a national chain, and we'll tell you more about that with what's going on. We'll have giveaways, basically. We're going to be having giveaways again, so it's going to be great, and I'll tell you all about it coming up a little bit later. Hopefully, actually, I'll tell you what. They're supposed to have us on in their show, or in their store. The movie gallery with the Game Zone here in Montgomery over in Madison Avenue.
Yeah, they called in last week.
Alan called in, and he called me over the weekend because he wanted to set this whole thing up. So, Alan, if you're listening, and if not, I'll call you later. But, Alan, if you're listening, give us a call around 8:15 or so. We'd love to talk to you about what we're going to be doing next week. So just give us a call about 8:15 if you heard that. And if not, I'll just give you a call then, and we won't worry too much about it. Let's go ahead. It's a Monday, so I suppose what did we do over the weekend? Strax, you first. What did you do over the weekend? Played Oblivion, didn't you?
No, I didn't play really any games over the weekend.
Well, you played the Tenchu demo.
Not over the weekend.
Okay. What did you do since last we spoke?
Well, I had my daughter this weekend. So,
oh, okay.
We played and went up to DeSoto Caverns and did some, you know, fun father-daughter stuff. But no video games.
Yeah.
Not this weekend.
All right. Dave, what did you do this... Well, what did you do? You're here. Tell us what's going on. You're from Colorado. You're in the Air Force.
Yeah.
And you came down on leave.
Basically, I flew in on Wednesday afternoon, and...
Normally, Dave's in the chat room talking about wrestling.
That's me.
Getting banned for talking about wrestling.
Yeah.
That's right.
Which I find it amazing that he's here, because, like, wrestling is, what, on right now, or will be on?
About 45 minutes.
It's a three-hour show tonight.
No, it's on right now.
It is?
A three-hour show.
Because they're doing their whole draft lottery.
Here we are, not supposed to be talking about wrestling. And what are we doing? We're talking about wrestling.
But if you talk about it in the chat room, you're banned.
I think we're all going to get kicked out.
Yeah. That's right. I was in town for my 10-year class reunion for the high school I went to, and that was this weekend, and I'm flying back to Colorado tomorrow. So.
Oh, wow, tomorrow.
Yep. Wow.
Oh, goodness. Oh,
right and early.
So, yeah, he's in town, and like I said, normally he's in there in the chat room with us. He usually doesn't miss an episode, but he's here with us tonight. Dennis is here. What'd you do over the weekend?
Nothing much. Played Paper Mario, not the Wii version, but the Thousand Year Door on GameCube.
Oh, yeah?
Huh. Pretty good. I've never beaten it, but...
Cool. And let's jump in the booth. Day-Day, what'd you do this week? You worked.
I worked. I also got to see Knocked Up.
Yeah?
Which was pretty darn funny. And then I worked some more.
Did you get to play anything at all?
I did turn on the Xbox at one point.
I saw you on. I just didn't, you know.
I turned it on with the intention of playing. But then by the time I thought about it again, it was time to turn it off.
See, Dana had a birthday not too long ago, and for her birthday, I gave her a 4,000-point card.
Yes.
For her birthday. And have you done anything with that yet?
No, but I've pondered the many ways I can spend it.
What do you think is going to be the first thing you buy off of it?
I don't know.
Pac-Man? Maybe?
I don't know if James already bought that on his account.
Oh, gotcha. I don't
Either way, well, we'll have to buy that on his account in case we switch Xboxes ever again.
Yeah. I haven't seen that he has, but yeah. So that was this weekend, this past week, actually. Pac-Man Championship Edition got released on Xbox Live Arcade.
It is good.
I gotta tell you, when they first announced this, it was Tuesday. It was either Monday or Tuesday they announced this big thing. Some of the guys, they had a championship tournament held in New York, a big deal with Pac-Man, which great. That's great. That's wonderful. But one of the guys there said, hey, we're going to be revealing some really big video game news. It'll go down in video game history. You know, they do this. They hype. You know. They give you this megaton thing, and it's not really going to turn out to be as such. So you don't keep your hopes up. But anyway, the release was, hey, we're going to reveal, we're going to give you guys a chance to play Pac-Man Championship Edition, the first true sequel of a Pac-Man game in like 20-some-odd years, if you don't count Ms. Pac-Man. But Ms. Pac-Man basically was sped up in a little bit of a different maze. This is completely different. This is something I've never seen before. This is great, really, what it is.
Well, now, if you want to talk about the differences between Pac-Man and Ms. Pac-Man, there's a few other things going on there.
There is, but essentially the mazes never changed in Ms. Pac-Man, did it?
Yeah, they did.
Oh, did they? There were different mazes?
Yeah, there were different mazes. The AI was much better. There were no patterns.
That's right. They got rid of the, that's right. They got rid of the pattern.
Because the AI in the original Pac-Man game followed a set... pattern for if you did this, they did this.
Mm-hmm.
So it was very predictable. Ms. Pac-Man introduced a bit of a random element as to what the ghosts would do depending on what you did.
Yeah.
So you could never really be sure where they were going to head. Made for a much more interesting game.
Yeah. I picked up Pac-Man when it came out. I picked up Ms. Pac-Man when they released it on the Live Arcade. And then they release this Pac-Man Championship. I'm thinking, 800 points for this? I don't want to pay 800 points for this. And for whatever reason, just because I guess I had it to expend, I went ahead and picked it up, didn't even try the demo, and fell in love with this. It's just a great game. I love it.
It's great.
Death.
Yeah, I downloaded it thinking, you know, Pac-Man. I mean, Pac-Man's good and everything, but still Pac-Man. And the great thing is, it is still Pac-Man.
It is.
It's not something stupid like, and I know somebody's going to hate me for saying this because somebody's going to love Super Pac-Man, but I love
Super Pac-Man.
I just like really ticked off a whole bunch of Super Pac-Man fans.
And you didn't take me off because I hated Super Pac-Man, but I loved the fact that, you know, your Super Pac-Man got gigantic.
Oh, yeah, I loved that.
Yeah.
But it wasn't...
I didn't like the fact that I had to eat a key, unlock a door, do all...
It wasn't really a Pac-Man game.
No.
This is still a Pac-Man game, but it really beefed it up and made it interesting again. It, you know, changed it a little bit, but kept the elements that really made it Pac-Man. And, oh, God, it's fun.
Isn't it? It's just great.
I've already gotten all the achievements.
You did before I did. Yeah. I was like, how did he get... I looked at that, I was like, how did he get 400,000? So I went through the leaderboards to see where you did that, and I thought, okay, that's the level I can do it on.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept getting closer and closer to it. I got to like 389.
It's tough, man.
And it was tough, so I went down to extra mode 3, and we should tell everybody, but I can't remember exactly what all the extra modes do, but I went to extra mode 3, and that's where I was able to break 400. Not only did I break 400, I got into 5.
Wow.
I got to 586 in extra mode 3. Currently, right now, with the exception of the one that you got 400 on, Extra Mode 2, so far, I haven't checked the day, obviously, but so far, I'm leading on the leaderboards on my friends list of all those. So, which is great, because I kept seeing those, I gotta get better.
This is the best thing to me about, this is the second best thing to me about Xbox Live, besides playing with my buddies, is it's made scores relevant again. People actually, for the first time since, like, the video game crash of the 80s, scores are relevant, and people compete over scores. I mean, you know, for a while we kept scores around as just these legacy byproducts. And it's like the first Mega Man game had a scoring system. And who cared? You know, if you beat the game, you beat the game. Nobody cared what your score was. But, man, now people care what their scores are.
Because you can't... There's
got
no
leaderboards.
Yeah, there's no end to the Pac-Man game, obviously. You're not saving a princess.
Yeah,
you just
it's
keep
all
playing.
About the score.
So it is all it is. Penguin in the chat room says that he came real close to. He got 210 to my 218.
Ah,
go ahead, man. Beat it. That'll give me a reason to play again and beat some more scores.
Yeah, man. I've got to play. I've got to play again to top your scores.
I dread trying to go back and beat your 400 on extra mode too. Because I play that extra mode over and over and over again to try and get up there, and I just couldn't do it. And then in extra mode 3, for whatever reason, I nailed it. Here's a little trick for you. Whatever strategy that I used, when you start off, if you're trying to go for points and you start off on either extra mode 2 or 3, link your ghosts. Eat a power pellet, chomp 3 of them, and let that little blue guy run somewhere else.
Oh, yeah.
But before he changes back, grab another one so the other 3 have reset. Eat some more. Before they do, you know, before your other blue guy gets gone and those other 3 have reset themselves, eat another one. You know, you'll get 4 to start out with. Keep doing this. Link as many of them as you can.
Big
until
points,
you,
lots of extra men to keep you alive.
Link as many as you
works.
Can until you can't do it. And then once you can't do that, go for the pellets. Another thing to realize is that when you're eating your power, when you're eating just pellets, you start off getting 50 per pellet.
Yeah.
If you die, it goes down to 10.
You got to work your way back up over time to 50.
Right.
Stay alive.
It'll build back up. So anyway, when you
Go ahead.
The other thing is once you've really linked the ghost and you can't do any more linking like that, do whatever you can to get rid of those pellets, because once you get to the crown almost resets the stage, because you don't get these massive boards to clear. You eat a crown and you've got like just a little bit to eat on one side, and then another crown pops up. The crowns are worth a ton of points.
And an achievement in and of themselves.
Oh, an achievement in and of themselves, but once I started getting the crown, that's how I got to 500, because crown, finish the board, eat another crown, that sort of thing. The crowns were just racking me up on the board. So try and get as far into those fruits, I guess you could call them, those things that reset the board. Try and get as far into those as you can, because once you get the crown, that's all you get afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
And they really build up your score. So there you go.
Yeah, there's really two ways. If you just want to get the achievement for completing some of those levels, like actually lasting the 5 or 10 minutes.
Right.
There's kind of two ways you can go about it. One is avoid eating any of the ghosts for as long as you can, because the more you eat, the faster they get.
Well, the more points you get, the faster things go. So I mean, if you really want to survive
and just want to survive to the end, just still kind of boring though.
But, yeah.
And the other one is exactly what you said. Eat the ghosts all in succession. Chain those power pellets so that you rack up your score, and you'll get a ton of extra men right at the beginning.
Right.
Which will really help you out. So.
They do help you out, because you have a ton of them. And if you get enough extra men and you're down to like your last 3 minutes, mm-hmm. you feel safe, because number one, you're going to be able to complete it. Your only worry after that is getting that score up there.
And another thing is, on a lot of the boards, you start off with like 8 power pellets
mm-hmm.
that you can chain together and eat a bunch of ghosts. Now, you do that, you get all those extra men for all those points.
Right.
And if you manage to eat all the fruit till you get back to the crown, which resets the Pac-Man board,
uh-huh.
then you'll have those 8 power pellets again.
That's right.
And there
yeah.
were at least 2 times I got to that point, and I only had like 1 man left.
Mm-hmm.
But I did that. I got, you know, ate all the ghosts in succession, built up a bunch of points, and I wound up with like 5 men again.
I know people who haven't
still
played.
A few minutes left.
The people who haven't even played this Pac-Man champion have no idea what the hell we're talking about. They're like, what is that, chaining ghosts? I can't do that. You realize yeah. how far apart those bands? Like, no, the board is completely different. But,
yeah.
the way
the championship edition works is you clear off half the board at a time. If you eat all the pellets on one side of the board, like on the right half, the fruit will appear on the left half. And when you eat that fruit, then the right side of the maze completely changes and repopulates with different power pellets, different dots, different layout.
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing, if you clear off the left side, you get a fruit on the right side, and you eat it, and it resets the left side. So it's really different. And there's all sorts of weird, crazy, little psychedelic kind of effects going on while you're playing. And
there's different board types. I know in Extra Mode 1, it starts off where you basically have lanes. Each lane,
yes.
each lane is the warp tunnel.
That's
you can
the,
go through. Yeah, each lane.
That's the really, really fast mode.
Yeah, and then
it's tough
because it starts you out going very fast.
Yes.
And then as you start eating this thing, as you start eating more fruits and changing the sides of the board, one side changes to just being a bunch of dots in a row, in rows and columns.
Yeah.
You know that
yeah.
is so tough, because if
there
you want to take
a
turn.
There was a hacked version of Pac-Man that I played on an emulator a while back that was just, that's what it was. The entire maze was just straight rows and columns all the way across, and it was tough.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what that reminded me of.
It's a lot of fun. Definitely get, if you want to, just download the demo. Take a look at it. Thank God for
the
demos.
Demo, yeah. I never would have bought it if I hadn't played the demo. I played the demo and was addicted to it and, you know, 3 minutes.
Yeah.
I had to spend the $10 on it.
Yeah, they could have come up with better names than Extra Mode. And
oh, yeah.
Well, you know, another thing that I really wish they had, now that I'm done with the high score part of things, with the exception of that one, and I'll go back and try and do that, but I wish they would have given you a somewhat of a free play option. No time limit. You just keep going till you're dead, which they didn't give you. Everything is still timed, and you've got... Championship mode gives you 5 minutes to play. Extra mode 1 gives you 5 minutes. The rest all give you 10 minutes to play, which I understand that for building up a score to give that time limit, you can't go forever. But I wish they'd have given you a level or a, you know, a mode to where there is no time limit and you can keep going. So, but anyway, that's Pac-Man Championship Edition. Big
people in the chat room are saying they need a 360 now to get Pac-Man
yeah,
Championship
exactly.
Edition.
You buy a 360 for Pac-Man of all things,
man. Yeah, I could see buying a 360 for live. Until I played a lot of the stuff on it, I couldn't have. But
right.
man, it's, you know, it's some cheap, really good gaming.
Yeah, jumping into our
wait, one more thing.
What? Yes.
About Pac-Man.
What?
Don't forget, there's the mode where you can't see the maze.
Yeah.
It's all dark. You can see the power pellets. You can't see where the maze is. You can see the ghost, but there's just a little light around Pac-Man and the ghost for you to make out kind of where the maze is.
Is that extra? What mode is that? Extra? Is that Championship Mode 2, I think?
It's either Championship Mode 2 or Extra Mode 1. I want to say it's Championship Mode 2.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'd have to fire it up to see.
I don't know. But anyway,
yeah.
But yeah, Pac-Man, I'll tell you, I bought a 360 Inferno. Well, you know, it was good, too. Catan or whatever it's called, Catan would be another good purchase there on live
mm-hmm.
As well. Moving on now to some of the news. We've got releases coming out tomorrow. We got a lot of stuff coming out. Maybe not all that worth it to you, but we'll go over them here. Tomorrow for the Wii, we will see Scarface, The World is Yours. Not anything I'm interested in. Big Brain Academy, The Wii Degree. I'm not sure how that's going to work. I never played that. If it's anything like Brain Age.
Must be a lot like Brain Age. I've never played Big Brain Academy myself.
On the DS.
Yeah.
On the DS, yeah. Will it translate pretty good for the Wii? Or?
I think so, yeah.
Because I think for Big Brain Academy, trust me, or Brain Age, I have a hard enough time for it to recognize my twos and my ones whenever I'm doing math. It's not going to work on the Wii.
The input method for Brain Age is, Big Brain Academy is a little simplified from that of Brain Age.
Is it more like Wario, but whatever it's called, Wario?
WarioWare?
WarioWare, but learning?
No.
Okay.
No, it's really Brain Age refined.
Okay.
How much is that, though? Because if it's the normal $50 price point, it's really not worth that.
Head over to an Amazon or something and look it up. I don't know.
Because it's the kind of thing you can't sit in big sessions and play. You play it once a day and you're done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so
who knows what they're charging for it? Let's see. For the PC on Tuesday, we get Call of Juarez, which came out on the 360 last week. I haven't played that yet. I'm thinking about making that a rental for me. Also on the PC, we get UFO Afterlight tomorrow. Let's see. Xbox 360 Monster Madness Battle for Suburbia. This is a game probably not worth the $60, I think, price tag that it's getting. It seems like it could be an Xbox Live Arcade game, more or less. It is a four-player gauntlet-style zombie shooter. It's top-down.
Oh, that's coming out this week?
That's coming out this week.
Okay, I'm interested in that, but
four-player co-op. I mean, you can play single if you want to.
Wait, what's the name of that?
Monster Madness Battle for Suburbia. Just put in Monster Madness.
Yeah. I hope they give us a demo of that. Either that or you can buy it and I can check it out.
Don't, yeah, whatever. No. Hey, you know what? Maybe our good buddies over at Game Zone will let us rent it. See what that thing's going to be like. But did you find how much that's going to cost?
Oh, I wasn't looking it up. I'll check that out.
Hey.
Brain Academy.
We're the only two with computers in here. And I'm reading off of mine right now. So anyway, Monster Madness Battles for Suburbia comes out. The Gamers with Jobs website says they picked that as their game of the week. For what's coming out. They said, well, it's, you know, we're reluctant to pick it, but this is all we got. From everything that's coming out, this is what we got. So we'll say Monster Madness wins. But yeah, apparently there is a demo out for, Monster Madness. I don't know if it's multiplayer demo or not. Should be, if that's what the main component of that game will be. Let's see, also for the 360, we get Tenchu Z.
This week too?
That's this week, yeah.
Good grief, man.
So
I thought I had like 3 weeks left on that.
No, it comes out this
week. I
hadn't
even reserved it.
Yeah, well, I don't think you'll be screwed. I think you'll be okay. Tenchu Z.
Oh, yeah, I know I'll be okay, but I was gonna reserve it on one of the websites where I wouldn't have to pay tax and got free shipping.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because tax is 10% here in Montgomery, mm-hmm. You know. That's a chunk.
Move to Prattville.
$60
games. they're trying to get him to. We got him to buy a 360. Now we can get his butt to move to Prattville.
I want to.
I know you do. I know.
I'm not made of money.
Tenchu Z comes out. This is also, interestingly enough, another four-player co-op game. It doesn't have to be, but it does allow four players to co-op. Something I'm interested in. However, a demo was released just this week, and it's not looking good for people who played the demo. There's a lot of complaints from people. I don't know if it's...
People always complain about Tenchu, though, so I'm not...
I don't know if it's graphical that they're complaining about or if it's gameplay.
Well, they always complain about the graphics. And from what little bit I played of the demo, and it was hard for me to get into to switch into the stealth mode of gameplay after playing Crackdown for so long.
Right.
It doesn't seem like the gameplay has evolved very much from its roots, which is actually kind of fine because it was good gameplay the way it was. And I think just doing that for player co-op is mm-hmm. more than enough to justify the price to me. But Tenchu's always been a little bit of a niche thing, so I'm not really worried that people don't like it.
I tried to play one of the Tenchus, I think, on PS2 or Xbox or something. I didn't have a good time with it.
Only two that I really had a good time with were the first two on the PlayStation.
Well, everybody says that first one was great, and then the second one changed, I think, because I think it picked up new developers. For the second one
was fantastic. The second one, I never played the single player mode. The second one had a level editor. Actually, the first one did too, but not in the U.S. The second one had a level editor that me and my buddies made levels for weeks and exchanged them and beat each other's levels. And it was a lot of fun. If we could have played co-op back then, we would have loved to. Well, so
we'll see about it. I don't know. Moving on, PS2 gets, I'm going to pronounce it wrong, Naruto? Somebody help me
Naruto.
Out.
Naruto.
Naruto. Ultimate Ninja
I hate
2.
I know that.
I don't. Raw Danger, which sounds kind of weird. Raw Danger for the PS2.
Are you saying Rod or Raw?
Raw. Not Rod. Raw. Rod Danger. Starring in.
Just Rockwell.
Just Rockwell. And what was the other one?
I look like Han Solo.
What was the other one? Beef McHardstick or something like that. I don't know. They go all over these things. Chuck McRump Roast, something. Mystery Science Theater there is what I'm going for. Let's see. Time Ace for the DS comes out. Also, Zendoku comes out for the DS. And let's see. The PSP gets PQ2, Practical Intelligent Quotient. Oh, a sequel to that one. Puzzlescape for the PSP. And Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six Vegas for the PS3. PSP, I'm sorry. So that's what you get tomorrow. Lots of stuff there. Just, you know, is it hit or misses, that sort of thing. Let's see. Wednesday for the Xbox Live Arcade, we get Prince of Persia Classic.
Yay!
Hallelujah.
Nice.
That's a good one. That's something I know I don't have to try a demo out on because I played it on the Xbox.
Yep. Spend the $10 and be happy.
Yeah, 800 points, you get Prince of Persia Classic. It's going to come with different types of modes and things like that. It's going to be well worth picking up. On Friday, we get Fantastic Four Rise of the Silver Surfer on the PS2, DS, Xbox 360, PS3, and the Wii. Anything you can imagine, we're going to get it. We're going to get Fantastic Four, Rise of the Silver Surfer on.
Oh, boy.
So there you go with your games. On DVD this week, we get Ghost Rider, which I've got in my Netflix, and it's headed this way. So that's good. What? Again, we can't hear you when you...
Have a few before you see this film. Oh. You'll enjoy it a lot better, I promise.
yeah, Space Mutiny was what we were talking about for the MST3K. That was great. There's a whole website devoted to all the names. It's Big McLarge Huge. That is correct. Alan called in from the Game Zone. I was trying to think of the guy's name, and it was Big McLarge Huge. That's what it was. That's great. Also on DVD, we get Deadwood Season 1, Season 2, and Season 3. I am a fan of this show. This is why I'm bringing it up. Huh?
Is this going to be in HD?
No, it's not going to be an HD. Dave asked if it's going to be an HD. I don't think you guys can hear.
Are they re-releasing Season 1 and 2?
Or? They're releasing it as a package. You can get Season 1 and Season 2 together. For, I don't know, one low price. It's probably not low at all for us. But anyway, Deadwood Season 3 comes out. That is it. 1, 2, and 3 for that series. It is a great series. Pick it up if you can. It's good. Rent it. Whatever you can, you should watch it. It's very good. In the movie theater this week, we get Nancy Drew. Yeah, crickets. Where are there's the crickets, there's a cricket sound effect somewhere. I don't know where that stuff is, but yeah, crickets. Also we get Dead or Alive.
I hope Dead or Alive does good.
It's like,
because
cricket? Nope, not crickets.
That's one of my picks on our
the Fantasy Mogul.
On our Fantasy Movie Mogul.
That's yeah. Right. You picked Dead or Alive.
Yep, I've got that as well.
Yeah. So. Which, you know, I'm not going to go see it or anything, but everybody else should.
Absolutely.
So that my movie does good in our Fantasy Movie Mogul online game. Which, by the way, if you've ever, you know, played fantasy football or haven't cared to because it's football, then you might want to check out this game. We've got a link to it on Mouse Look. If you go to the forums in the TV and movie section, we've set up a group called Mouse Look Conglomerates that you can join.
I created another studio and created the Evil Avatar conglomerates as well.
Yeah.
Because you can have multiple studios, you just can't have them join the same big production company.
Yeah.
I guess you could say you can have multiple production companies, but you can only belong to one studio.
Yeah.
So,
see, head on over to the Mouse Look forums, get all the information if you're interested. Sign up. What you basically do is every 3 months you pick 8 movies, and you have a certain budget to pick these movies in. And then based on how well they do in the box office, your score goes up, and you see how well you did against all your buddies.
Now, someone, when we told this to someone, their wife was next to them, and they thought, "You're spending money on this?" No. There's you don't have to spend any money. It's completely free. The guy we're talking about. Ben has joined us as well. Barbecued alien. So anyway, it's completely free, so you're more than welcome to try that out. So there you go. Fantastic Four, Rise of the Silver Surfer hits screens. That's one of my picks for this weekend. So I think on the...
I'll probably actually go see that, the Silver Surfer movie.
I'll go see it as well. They got a midnight on Thursday, but I ain't doing that. But it's only an hour and 30 minutes, but still, I'm just not as young as I guess
it's
I once
shame
was.
It's got the Fantastic Four in it.
Isn't it, though?
No kidding. I was so excited about a Silver Surfer movie, and then they had Fantastic Four.
I've heard two different reviews coming out of this from the Ain't It Cool News site. One says it's crap. The other says, wait a second, that guy's lying. It's really, really, really good. It's much better than the first. So,
well, we only have one direction to go, really.
Couldn't really go down from that one, could they? New release on the... Somebody, Tamarick, in the PC said...
Tamarick
in the chat room has said that a new release on the PC coming up is Trackmania United. Trackmania is a great little game. You can probably pick up the first one for dirt cheap, but it's being released on Steam. That's neat.
Hey, yeah,
nice.
Yeah. Trackmania is
on Steam.
Trackmania is great, but yeah, so good stuff there. So let's see. On the virtual console, we got Lode Runner today, Sonic the Hedgehog 2. Excuse me, and we got Golden Axe 2. As well, Golden Axe 2, 800 points, Sonic the Hedgehog 2, 800, and Lode Runner, 500.
Which, this is one of the problems I have with Virtual Console. Man, why is it more expensive to buy all the Sonic games on the Virtual Console than it is to buy the same games on the collection disc for the GameCube? For like the price of one of the games, you can get the collection disc for GameCube and have all of them.
Man, GameStop was having a sale this past weekend. And a bunch of Sonic stuff was in there, and one of those was the Mega Collection and stuff.
Yeah, that's the one. That's it.
You could pick it up for like $9. The sale's over with now, but you could pick it up for like $9.
Yeah. That's how much Sonic 2 costs just about, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
800 points is what, it's not $10 for them. I think it's $8 for them.
It's $8 for
them.
Yeah.
So, but still, it's like $10. So, yeah, that's true. Let's see, what else? And of course, we got Prince of Persia. Okay, that's it for the weekly releases here.
Big Brain Academy is $50.
Ew.
Yeah.
Yuck. How much is Monster Madness? Can you check on that?
Yeah, sure.
I'm curious if it's 50 or 60. I can't remember.
We're going to have to talk about something. It's going to take me a minute if I already close that down.
Well, I can tell you that just recently they released... it wasn't released. They found out what some more songs on the Guitar Hero 80s edition will be.
I saw you post that, but I haven't read them. What are they?
Anthrax is Caught in a Mosh. Iron Maiden's Wrathchild. 38 Specials, Hold On Loosely. White Lion's Radar Love. Scorpion's No One Like You, which Rock You Like a Hurricane? Come on. Maybe that was like 79 and they couldn't put it in there or something. The Vapors, Turning Japanese, and Winger 17. Winger. So those are the new songs we're getting, and Matt would like us not to forget that Oingo Boingo's Only a Lad will also be on there as well. So there's some more news for you. What did you find out on Monster Madness?
60 for the consoles, 50 for the PC.
Yuck. That has got to come down quick. That's really got to come down quick. Oh, so anyway, there you go. We're going to take a quick break here, and we'll be back with more news talk here, right here on Endgame Chat on 1170 WACV. And welcome back to Endgame Chat here on 1170 WACV. And don't forget to join us in the chat room if you'd like to. Head on over to mousehook.com or evilavatar.com. There's links there for you to join us in the chat room and talk with us. We've got a lot of people in there, and I love to mention, this is great, this is more people than we've had since we moved to Mondays. We got Blackwing in there. I'm not sure who Blackwing is, but hey, Blackwing. H2O Ninja, Flinks. I'm just saying his name how I think it's pronounced now.
You got it right that time.
I'm not even trying. Kevin's in there, of course, Hoggy. We got ourselves, me, Psychoboy 2, and Straxus. Bohika is in there. Tamarick.
Tamarick.
I put the wrong emphasis, something like that. Tamarick, right?
No.
Tamarick?
No.
Tamarick.
Tamarack, there you go.
Jesus. Bia Penguin's in there, Bullet Food, and Shinoshia. Fishman was in there a minute ago, but he's gone. So, hello, everybody. Let's kill that. There we go. can only do... So, is everybody picking up the feed okay? Is everybody getting everything in the chat room? Everyone hearing everything okay? Okay, well, Zelda Music, they're able to pick that up, I guess, so... Oh, the stream's got VD. Wonderful. Apparently we're getting some static or something on the stream. Nothing I can fix right now. I don't know. Oh, well. Anyway.
It sounds all weird.
We'll just keep going.
All right.
Hopefully you guys are hearing everything okay. If it's very staticky, apparently, so sorry about that. I don't know why. But yeah, we'll try and... Uh-oh, it's breaking up. Oh, goodness. Wait a second. They can hear me right now.
Yeah.
They should be hearing me 6 seconds later.
Ah.
That's not good.
So we're not on a delay anymore somehow.
Yeah. And we're not. The delay is now turned off.
Now he says you cleared it up.
I didn't do anything.
Yeah. They say it's fine now.
I'll have to turn that delay back on, though. Because we're not supposed to be broadcasting without that thing turned on.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, Raggy.
That's bad. Well, you know what? We don't really have too many callers. As long as we don't say anything nasty on the air, we're okay. And in walks Dave. So he'll just have to keep his mouth shut. He didn't even hear the warning, did he? Had to keep his mouth shut. Let's hit some of the news of the week. What do you have over there? I'll start with you, Strax.
How about the recent Steam hardware survey?
Go ahead. Oh, yeah. You're
There was some interesting stuff on that.
Yeah.
The leading sound card on the survey was the Realtek AC97 integrated audio chipset. You know, the integrated crap that comes with most motherboards and systems. You know, nothing special. No dedicated, you know, hardware board. Just, you know, whatever. People seem to be fine with it now. And there was a thing. It's not on this page. You didn't put it on here. Oh, yeah, here we go. Vista accounts for only 2% of the gamers surveyed. I remember it being bigger than that, like closer to 5, but yeah, not many early adopters of Vista.
No, not at all. Speaking of, and I don't know if you've got it or I've got it over here, I'll need to look and see, but Vista is the only way you can play Halo 2 on PC right now. However, they're releasing...
Somebody's releasing some sort of compatibility... wrapper thing.
Yeah, and I'm going through this thing like crazy to find it. You may have it over there because I am not seeing it.
Might.
It was.
And they're giving it away with pre-orders when you pre-order. Here we go. Halo 2 XP compatibility files coming.
Right.
Let's see. Falling Leaf Systems has announced that they will be providing compatibility software that will allow Halo 2, a Vista exclusive, to run on Windows XP. If you order it through their site, you'll get the libraries free when they're released. Estimate is in July. And it says not sure how they plan to make any money, but it seems like a pretty cool thing for folks who'd love to play Halo 2 that don't want to use Vista. The big question is whether the Live libraries will also be working, I guess. Because Live is also somewhat tied to Vista, from what I understand. Is it just going to be the game that's going to play, or are you also going to be able to play on Live? And get all the benefit that comes with that.
I'm not sure. However, since we can ask the chat room without worrying about the delay, maybe they can respond. I'm not sure, but and that may not be figured out just yet. But who knows on that one? Interesting news from the PS3. If you play the Ninja Gaiden.
I don't know, man. Either one's fine with me.
Tamarack. Let's call the whole thing off. Anyway, the version that's coming out for the PlayStation 3, Sigma, is going to reward players with yellow essence. I don't know what that means. it's actually it's the game's currency. It's based on the amount of time that you played the demo. So you put in a lot of time on the demo, you get more in-game money for when the original game is released. Interesting little concept. I mean, if you're a fan, that's great. If you play more, you know, if I'd spent more time in the Halo 3 demo, I get this whenever the game comes out and release. Would have been nice, but no. But so that's neat, and maybe people, it encourages you to play the demo, to at least play the demo if you're a fan. If you're not a fan, it's not going to do anything for you, obviously. Mm-hmm. You know, why would you play something you don't want to play just to get something that you're not going to mess with when it's released anyway? So you got that going for you. What else we got here?
Well, let's see, we already covered the Prince of Persia remake.
That's true, we did.
Man, what did you play that on originally, just out of curiosity? It was on everything.
Prince of Persia Sands of Time was on Xbox 360, and that's the original.
No.
The original Prince of Persia.
Never? Oh, I played it on the... there is an unlockable, but I think it's Prince of Persia 2. The unlockable that's in Sands of Time on the 360, Xbox. I think the original was unlockable. However, the first level of Prince of Persia was done in a 3D mode. It was an unlockable in Sands of Time. It was done exactly as Sands of Time was done. They just converted it to 3D and put, you know...
Because you just played it recently.
Yeah, just 2004, I think.
I gotcha.
It was when, but no, I've never played a Prince of Persia game, you know, based on that original, other than Sands of Time. So.
Apple 2C for me.
Oh, Ben says the Apple 2C.
Wow.
Dennis?
NES.
The NES.
Yes.
The NES, yeah. I played the NES version many years later. First one I played was the IBM PC version, which was absolutely amazing. But does anybody remember the game, and I hope I pronounce it right, Karateka? Nope.
Not ringing a bell for me.
It was another game that basically used the same style of graphics. It was a lot less complex, but it was the first game that I remember used that, where they kind of overlaid the graphics on top of a real person moving to get that real fluid kind of movement. And it was basically side-scrolling karate kind of game. And I remember making it all the way to the last, to the end, to the room with the princess. You save the princess, you know. It wasn't like Prince of Persia where there were like mazes and stuff to go through dungeons. It's completely side-scrolling, left to right. And you had like six moves, a high punch, a low punch, and a middle punch, high kick, low kick, middle kick. And like the space bar would switch you between your fighting stance and running stance. If you got hit in your running stance, you were dead. Game over. That's it. No matter how much health you had. Had to be in your fighting stance, you were going to get hit.
Mm-hmm.
But you were really slow, so you have to move to running stance to run. Made it to the end of the game. Beat the last guy. Got to the room with the princess. I walk up to her, and she kicks me, and I'm dead. Like, what the hell, man? And I did it again. I managed to make it all the way through. It was a tough game. Get in the room, walk up to her, she kicks me, and I'm dead again. Like, what is going on? And I finally figured out that if you walk up to her in your fighting stance, she's going to kill you. You have to get into running stance, which by the time you play through the game is entirely counterintuitive. Walk up to her, and then she, like, hugs you and kisses you, and you get the good ending. Otherwise, she sticks a knife in you, and you're done. But
she's
very
protective.
I just, looking at this screenshot of the old Prince of Persia brought back that memory, because it shows, like, the little princes from Prince of Persia, and the Sultan, and the hourglass thing, and, yeah, that's what, that flashbacks to the princess kicking me.
Kevin's saying you had to run up to her, you walked up to her in stance. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, but. he's saying that was my mistake. You had to run up to her to finish the game. I walked up to her in my stance. Yeah.
That frightens me, stab.
Yeah. Don't walk up to me in, like, karate stance. I'll kill you.
Yeah.
I wish if she could have done that, man. Why was she held captive in the room in the first place? She didn't need me. She killed me in one hit in my fighting stance. The boss couldn't do that. Obviously, like, the boss walked up to her in running stance. That's how he was able to kidnap so easily. I don't know.
Let that one slide by. I'm like, oh, he's coming from really quick.
It took me a long time to figure that out. It bothered me a lot. So, anyway, let's move on.
No, that's fine. Yeah, that's great. EVE Online, they're going to have elections to be held for player representatives.
That's interesting, because just last week we were talking about some of the internal strife they've been having between the player base and the admins.
Well, they're doing it for player representatives that are going to be able to visit the company headquarters to oversee the possibility of developer bias towards in-game factions.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Perception is reality, and if a substantial part of our community feels like we're biased, whether it's true or not, it's true to them. EVE Online is not a computer game. It's an emerging nation, and we have to address it like a nation being accused of corruption.
Actually, I'm pretty sure it is a computer game.
Yeah, it is. But it's,
yeah, I can kind of see the analogy to be drawn between that and the nation.
When have you ever heard of anybody doing this before?
No, that's great. It's an absolutely fantastic idea. I can't wait to see.
And the community gets to vote on who's going to represent them.
I wonder how that'll turn out, because
I don't know.
If one of the largest factions in the game is one of the ones supposedly in collusion, and if it's done democratically, then they've got a pretty big say in who these people are that you go check it out. So I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see about it.
See how it plays out. It would be really interesting because I've never heard of anything remotely like that.
Some quick hits here. Assassin's Creed will be released in November. We weren't really sure when that would get released, but it's going to be released in November. Myst, my game of choice for life. not really. Burnout's kind of there close to. Myst is coming out for the DS. Great job. I don't know if they're going to update the graphics on it or anything. I don't know if there's going to be a port, what it's going to be. Whatever it is, I'm going to buy it. But that's great. I love that, that they're going to release that. Some other quick hits here. Sonic the Hedgehog 2 had a rating for the Xbox 360, so we're probably going to most likely see that on the Live Arcade. Again, why spend the money on that when you can just buy it? Well, I don't know if it's backwards compatible, the Sonic disc that's on the 360, or that's on the original Xbox. But again, if it is, no need to buy it on the arcade, other than maybe for some achievements.
Yeah, there's still precedent, though, man. Being able to get a bunch of those old classics on a single disc for the same price that
you can pick up on the arcade. Tomb Raider Anniversary, we talked about this. It was released last week, and I was like, man, I wish it'd come out on the 360, because I really enjoyed Tomb Raider Legend. Anniversary, of course, is the very first Tomb Raider redone with the engine they used in Tomb Raider Legend and all the moves and things like that. Just a nice little upgrade.
That's really cool.
What happened was that people noticed that the ratings board had given a rating to Tomb Raider Anniversary, but different stages in there. Peru, Lost City, Greece, Egypt, and the Croft Manor all got different ratings, which means possibly that it may end up as download content for Tomb Raider Legend. It may end up as an arcade release as episodic content.
That would be great.
Either way, it looks like it's coming to the 360, so that's good news, and I'm glad to see that that's happening. Fallout 3 was revealed last week. Well, the teaser was revealed, which really didn't
Pretty
reveal
cool
much. Love the teaser.
Yeah.
However, it was confirmed that it will come out not only for the PC, but also for the 360 and the PS3.
Now, so, Dennis, did you play any of the original Fallout games?
I played a bit of it, not as much as some folks did, but...
Okay. Well, then, since you're the only person here, I think, that has any experience with the Fallout series, how'd you feel? Oh, Ben does? Well, all right, get over here, man. Have you seen the teaser?
Oh, yeah, I love the teaser.
What do you think?
Hard Fallout 1 fan. Of course, it's just a teaser, so it's...
There you go.
Just a teaser, but I love Ron Perlman at the end. I think that was awesome.
Definitely excellent. Ron Perlman, the...
Yeah, no. I know who you're talking about, and the fact that they used him at the end was great. A lot of people are kind of curious what they're doing with this, though. People are kind of scared that Bethesda's not... that's taking away from, like, gameplay. How they're going to change that up, I don't know. Nobody's seen any gameplay. Nobody knows what they're going to do to it. So
yeah, this thing, nobody
knows. We don't know at this point.
No,
I'll tell you this, it's in better hands now than it was.
Yeah.
This is not all that
Brotherhood of Steel.
Yeah.
So, anyway, some quick hits again. We've only got maybe less than a minute to go before we've got to take a break here and be done with this hour. Any other quick hits you've got over there?
Well, last week we talked about Resident Evil 4 was apparently going to be censored on the Wii.
Yeah, I heard that wasn't going to happen.
Yeah, not in North America. The Japanese version will be censored.
All right.
All right.
Which, you know, fine, man. You guys do that. But they're not censoring the North American version, so United States Wii owners will get full, you know, zombie blood gore and decapitation or whatever from Resident Evil 4.
Yippee.
All right. Well, that is going to do it for the first hour here of In-Game Chat on 1170 WACV. We'll be back 6 minutes after the hour with our second hour of In-Game Chat. Hour number two of In-Game Chat here on 1170 WACV. Don't forget, hit us up at mouselook.com and join us in the chat room. Welcome back to In-Game Chat here on 1170 WACV. Yeah, we have shorts in the micro, not in the microphones, but in the headphones. So sometimes you can't hear there, Dave. He's pointing at me like and doing the big mouth words. What's this do? Why is this not working? can't really help you there after we've gone on the air there, Dave. This is a one-time episode with Dave joining us, by the way.
He will never give that back ever again.
But anyway, welcome back to In-Game Chat. This is hour number two, and this hour we're going to finish fleshing out the news here and everything that we've got. Also, Alan from the Movie Gallery Game Zone is going to be calling us in a little bit later on. He called me up. He called us last weekend, or last episode he called in. Said he had the show going on in the shop down there. And was enjoying it. He had a legitimate question, but then he gave me a call over the weekend. He wants to hook something up with us, and
it's great.
We're going to pass the savings on to you. essentially, is what we're going to do here. But before he gets a call in, let's jump right back into some of the news we were going over for the past week. Sony, I got some Sony news here. Sony is rewarding GameStop store managers for pushing the PS3 units. However, Sony is laying off people that work for them. So if you don't work for Sony, you're in a good position to get some rewards from them. If you do, however, you're going to get a kick in the butt. Actually, they've let off about 80 to 100 workers at SCEA. They've gotten rid of them, around 80 to 100 of them. I can only guess that it stems from the fact that the GameStop managers are not pushing the PS3 units enough. But yeah, and it's sad for those people, but you know, nice little incentive, I guess, for the store manager to push the PS3s. No one vocally is going to get me to buy a PS3.
You already bought a PS3.
But I'm not seriously vocally. I could not persuade you to buy a. I could not persuade you to spend $600 on a PS3.
Well, you know,
I can't do that.
I don't know. I go into game stores and I see people listen to, you know, like very attentively to what the people there have to say and rely very heavily on the opinions of people working at GameStop and EB. So,
right.
I'm sure it'll have some effect.
It may. I don't know. Again, verbally, I cannot get it. I could not tell you any reason why you need to buy a PS3 other than maybe a Blu-ray player. But even that has gone down because a Blu-ray player was released that's now cheaper than a PS3. I don't know if it's any. It's not much cheaper, but it is technically it's cheaper than getting a PS3. Yeah, the only thing that's going to get me, the only thing that would sway me, if I didn't already have one, so I can't really say this and be that authoritative on the subject, but the only thing that would get me to sway a PS3 would be to have a price tag that's not $600. Bring it down to $400, but give me the 60-gig version. Give me the $600 version and a $400 package. I'll take it.
And/or, yeah. Get some more games out there that... want to play.
Not yet.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and getting more games out there. Yeah, I thought you said there were more games out there that people want to play. I was like, not yet, there's not.
Get some out there.
Yeah, and they're going to.
Yeah.
In fact, I have one in here, Final Fantasy. Originally, Square Enix said that they weren't going to release any of the Final Fantasy games on the Xbox 360, at least not any of the new ones that are being released here. Oh, Dennis, that's not our Dennis, huh? Interesting. I have a phone call. We'll take that here in just a second. Final Fantasy, what is this, X-13, making its way to the Xbox 360 before the PS3, not going to happen. The PS3 is still going to get Final Fantasy 13. However, Square Enix, whereas once had said that it wasn't going to happen, they have now said that they are still open to the possibility down the line at some point, maybe perhaps in the future,
yeah. Well,
possibly.
That's kind of what they said the first time, but people like to take things out of context.
They do.
They just said they had no plans to do it. And that's the same thing as what they just said, you know.
Exactly. Say
they don't have any plans to do it doesn't mean they're not going to, or that they refuse to, or that they would never, ever, ever, ever consider doing it. It just means, yeah, man, we're not thinking about that right now.
All right, let's go to the phones here. Dennis, hey, you're on the air, buddy. Hello? All right, maybe Dennis is not on the air. I'm not sure. We're not picking him up. So I didn't mean to hang up on you. You can call back, and we can figure out what was going on there. So, and it looks like he's gonna. let's see. What else do we have here? Lego has a new game. Lego MMO. Lego
a
Universe.
Massive multiplayer online Lego game. I wonder what that's like.
I don't know.
Do you build stuff?
Yeah, I guess so. You build stuff, and then is he back on the line now? Dennis is back on? See if we can get him. Dennis, you're on the air, buddy.
Hey, guys. How you doing this evening?
Good. Hey, how's it going?
This is, by the way, presidential candidate Dennis Dragana.
Really?
Really?
Yes. You guys don't read the paper? You don't watch TV?
Not so much.
Too much game.
No.
Believe me, just the right amount, actually. Not enough, really.
I do have a question for you. Recently went to Orlando, took my family there, loaded up the Xbox 360, purchased a cheap inverter, didn't work, went to Best Buy and purchased a $150 inverter, didn't work. What am I doing wrong?
Inverter. A power inverter?
Yeah, so that I could plug it in direct. You know, you plug it into your cigarette lighter.
Yeah.
Now, my PS2 works, but my 360 will not.
Well, I can tell you your PS2 is not using as much...
That's true.
It's not using as much power as that 360 is.
360 does draw an awful lot of power.
You see that big brick that is connected to your power cord when you play at home?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot of power there.
Is it possible that Xbox makes something that you can put it in the vehicle so you can play it?
I haven't seen any.
I haven't seen or heard anything about that that's official. Now, you may have some third parties who have come up with something, but that's always an iffy situation, not going with what the company made. But
so it's just a matter of juice. That thing requires a lot more power.
That off the top of my head, that's what I'm going to say. I'm looking it up right now to see what I can come up with. Let's see.
So where are you calling in from, by the way, Dennis?
Well, I'm just coming in. I work in Chilton County and Shelby County, and I live out here in Pike Road, Alabama. I'm just now getting home from work.
All right, and you're actually running for president, huh?
Yes.
Wow.
I have decals, hats, shirts, website, campaign headquarters, campaign manager.
Well, good luck to you on that one.
And I've already been on the radio in New York, and I'll be flying back to New York at the end of the month to do something else on the radio up there.
How do you feel about software patents?
Well, I don't have a lot of feeling in that regard, I guess. I never, you know, between Iraq, abortion, the illegal alien situation, eminent domain, I really haven't thought about it a lot.
Why? What did you find?
It's slow going here, man.
Oh, okay.
Just half a minute more, and I might. Have
oh, okay. Something. I thought you found something, and you had to ask about that. I didn't know you were asking about that. Yeah, well, so there you go. He's kind of big on that. Hopefully, we can find. Are you going to listen to the rest of the show?
I can't actually pick you up where I live.
So are you listening on?
I'm listening on my telephone, and I for a while I can pick you up until I get past Pike Road.
We're going to try and find something out for you.
How'd you find out about the show?
Oh, I call Markwell every day.
Every single day.
Yeah, and I call Greg periodically, but Greg, normally his show is on during the, prime time for me and my work day.
Yeah.
And I just started my own show today.
Really?
Yeah, I have a show on an AM radio station now.
Hey, you know you can listen to us online, right?
Yeah. In fact, if my children aren't on the computer,
well, if you can join us on there, because it's gonna be a little bit before he can find. And I don't know.
I'll tell you what. If I miss you tonight, I'll call you back.
Okay. Well, we're here every Monday night, man.
Well, what I'm finding, it doesn't look too good. It looks like the 360 uses over 250 watts. Which is what some of the most beefiest power inverters that I know of kick out. I'd have to find out exactly
what this thing pulls down. Well, the beefiest one that I could find at Best Buy was 200 watts.
200? Yeah.
Yes.
So it's not looking too good, man. It pulls out a lot of power. There may not be a solution for that.
Well, I guess we need to call Xbox and tell them they need to create one. All right, guys, listen, have a good night. I appreciate it. And remember, vote Dragata in 08.
Well, good luck with that, man. Thanks.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
That was interesting.
That's an interesting question, though, man. Because
it is an interesting question. You must be going on a really long trip. to want to plug in.
Well, man, when I had the game store, there were a lot of people that would come in. I mean, a lot, but it wasn't uncommon to get people to come in wanting to either find out how to hook up a system to their already existing TV system in their big van or SUV or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But one guy had his, like, wired for the PS1. I mean, he had AV ports and controller ports and all the wiring run, like, inside the doors to ports. And he had this thing all custom built.
Yeah.
And he wanted, of course, to see what he'd have to do to get the PS2 to hook up to all that. And I told him he was in luck. He used all the same connections, you know. So he was good to go. That's 360 uses an awful lot of power, and that would be a big problem for anybody trying to do that
right.
in a car.
Well, maybe we can find something out there for him to help him with that. Jumping back into maybe the news, I don't know. We have somebody on the phone call there. I can't see Zilla. She's behind us.
Is she just chatting to her buddies? Or
she's talking to somebody.
What's going on?
I don't know.
What's up?
She's got her phone. I'm sorry, wrong one. What are you telling us?
Alan's ready to go.
Alan. All right. I tell you what. Let's jump out of this news here real quick. I still have a few I want to go over, but we got Alan on the phone. And Alan, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good evening.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Doing pretty well. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. You know, you and I talked this week, and you actually called in the show last week.
I did indeed, asking about Fable and Just Cause.
That's right. Are you listening? You have us on in the store, correct?
Well, I did go the last commercial break. Now all I'm getting is static, but yes, I do have it on the store.
Yeah, I turned the delay back because I had accidentally... The delay was turned off, and then we got the phone call, which reminded me to turn the delay back on.
Exactly, because you never know what's going to be said. Because
I did not know who that guy was who was calling. I was like, uh-oh, I don't know if there's anything crazy, whatever. So,
I mean, there was that recent case, though, where it was determined that the FCC cannot fine people for, you know, random obscenity that may come on the air.
At
least you had that in your favor.
We're not taking those chances.
Exactly.
Because
it's not going to protect your job, though, right?
Well, it's not going to protect my job, and it's still a lot of money. If you do get fined for that thing, it's still it's a ton of money. So
yeah.
I'm not gonna take that chance there. But are you in the store right now? Are you over there working?
I am just outside of the store right now. I am working tonight. Yeah.
All right. So so you called me up this weekend. You wanted to do some interesting stuff. You talked to the general manager who okayed the show to begin with, and so
wonderful.
Did you get a response back from him yet?
I have not. I checked around 4 p.m. I haven't gotten a response as of that time. I'll check again when I get
home. No, that's okay, because he forwarded the email to me and said, hey, you know, he said that he was okay to go with this.
Right.
He has no problem with it whatsoever.
Okay, well, have you mentioned what the general idea is yet? Or
haven't mentioned anything. I threw a hint out there that we would have giveaways again, but I haven't gone into any detail. So... You work for Movie Gallery. You work
Movie
specifically.
Gallery,
yeah, you work at the Game Zone department of that, correct?
Well, we operate the Movie Gallery together as one store, so I work in both of them. Yes.
Okay. So what do you want to do with us? What's your idea?
What I essentially want to do is maybe have a quiz once a week or some kind of trivia issue once a week, and whoever gets it right, we would award them a free movie or game rental. And you mentioned that many of your listeners are not listeners in Montgomery, Alabama. So what we could do for their situations is to just put the coupon in the mail, send it out to them, and they can redeem it at any movie gallery in the country.
Right. So Movie Gallery, of course, national chain. I think Game Zone is probably part of it as well.
It is indeed. Yes, it is.
So if you've got a movie gallery or a movie gallery Game Zone nearby, you would be able to pick up a free game rental or a free movie rental if perhaps there wasn't a Game Zone. So we're going to start... You know, we did this back in our first couple of episodes. We were giving away stuff, but that killed my wallet.
Right, you're giving away. It's different.
Exactly. I was buying. You know, I gave away copies of Crackdown and Hotel Dusk and Lost Planet.
Signed copy of Lost Planet.
Yeah, and we gave away the
signed fortune figure from Metal
Gear
Solid
from Metal
2.
Gear Solid 2. We gave that away. Wish we'd had you sooner, because then we wouldn't have had to give these things away.
I wish I'd been listening sooner. I could have won some of that stuff from you.
Yeah, exactly.
But even the movie galleries that don't have specific game zones do have games. You know, they have a more limited amount. They'll have games in those other movie galleries as well.
Gotcha.
And we have the older systems, the GameCube, the PS2, regular Xbox, but also the Xbox 360, the Wii, and the PlayStation 3s.
Great.
Well, that is great. And where are you located at?
We're located on Madison Avenue across from Capitol Heights Junior High School in Montgomery, Alabama.
All right, and is there, would these, do these rental, do you guys have, you don't have online rentals, do you?
do not.
Okay.
We do not.
But is there a website so people can go and find the nearest location near them?
Yes,
if they don't?
Simply moviegallery.com. Type in your zip code, and it will show you the store that is nearest to you, as well as giving you the phone number and everything. You will have to have an account or be of age to get an account. It's free to have an account. All you have to do is be 18 and have two forms of ID.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's fine. I understand that. But so we're gonna have.
I was just flashing back on when I was 17 and tried to rent a PlayStation.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How did that go?
It didn't.
Exactly.
I was really upset, too.
It probably went as far as the counter, and then it went with you leaving the store.
Okay. Yeah, pretty much.
That tends to be what happens.
Yeah. Well, we'll be having giveaways again. This is great stuff.
Yeah,
it was a long time ago when we were renting PlayStations. We're gonna start this next week.
Right.
We'll get the gift certificates from you.
Absolutely.
I don't know if we'll do trivia. I don't know if we'll just say, hey, random person call in, whatever.
Exactly.
Who wants
However
to
However you want to do that, it's up to you. I heard about this show from Dana's Live Journal, actually, and really wanted to do whatever I possibly could to help out a local enterprise. I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, that was one of the things was that if you ever go to mouselook.com and you do some deep digging in the searches and stuff, you'll find years ago where we talked about doing something like this.
Ah, and it's finally existing, so that's really cool.
It never came around, and for whatever reason, it finally happened for us, and we're grateful to be here. But now to have giveaways and have you guys on board with this is a great thing too. Probably
that's awesome.
Probably stop by your store as well and check out that. You guys had a long time ago. We did a promotion here with you guys. You guys had a tournament. This was before I think you worked there.
Yeah.
I think you had a DDR tournament.
Yeah, you mentioned that this weekend. That was well before my time here.
But I was able to snag a Tekken T-shirt. I believe it was. Who I think James snagged it from me, or I gave it to James because the thing just wouldn't fit me. But you gave away a lot of stuff. You had a tournament, which was great because, again, if you're looking at us doing a radio show about what we love, gaming and that sort of thing, and of the fact that it's kind of based locally, even though we're on the Internet, you've got your guys doing that as well, something that you're grateful for. Not a lot of places around here hold tournaments, you know?
There really aren't many places for that kind of thing around here. And also, we also sell games, not just rent them. So if anyone wants to come and pick up some, cheap used games, we've got lots of specials on those. And I was also going to say that if you guys wanted to give me some flyers, we could put flyers up in the store and just hand them out to everyone who comes in to rent, people who otherwise would have never heard of the show.
That would be great, too. That would be great. Slip them in, everybody that rents a video game. Just slide that little flyer in there and send it on with them. That would be great.
Exactly.
So you know what? It's great, and I'm glad you took the initiative on this to try and do this because you got the pull to do this, and we do appreciate the fact that you are joining up with us, and it's going to be great.
Very much.
So I'll get in touch with you throughout the week, and maybe stop by one afternoon when I get off work. Whenever you're working, head on over there, and we'll work everything out, and I'll get some flyers to you as well, and it'll be great. So next week.
I may stop by, too, but it'll just be to say, hey, I won't be doing any deals.
And just be in touch, and I'll be in touch with you. I should probably sneak back in to go work now.
Yeah.
And I'll tune in.
Definitely. Thanks so much, man.
Great. You have a good night.
Hey, we'll talk to you later. So that was our big thing we wanted to let everybody know about was the fact that we're going to start doing giveaways again on the show. And it's going to be, now, while you may not have a movie gallery or game zone in your area, maybe not. I don't know what you've got, but hopefully it's something. If not, let us know. We'd still like you to participate somehow, and maybe we can find some way to compensate for you in case you don't have that. We'll figure something out for you. I don't know. But we'll see what we can do. But yeah, we're going to start giving away, free rentals from a movie gallery game zone, beginning next week. So tune in for that. It's going to be a lot of fun. Let's take our only break of the hour that we've got to take. We'll go ahead and take our one break of the hour, and in about 3 minutes, we'll be right back with more in-game chat here on 1170 WACV. And welcome back to In-Game Chat here on 1170 WACV. We are back. It is our second hour going on here. Just announced that we're going to be having giveaways next week with our partners over at Movie Gallery and Game Zone. It's going to be a lot of fun. They're going to give us the free gift certificates. These things will work at any movie gallery game zone in the nation. So anybody is welcome to win these, and we will mail them out to you so that you can have them as well. Coming up, let's see, what are we going to talk about now? Back into the news here for just a little bit. Bungie, there was a leak of, well, not really a leak, but there was a promo picture posted of the collector's edition of Halo 3, and it showed three discs, and we were kind of curious about that, because we're like, because we see here as it's printed, it says Game Disc 1, Game Disc 2, Bonus Disc. And a lot of people were speculative of, like, why are there three discs for this? Do we switch in the middle of the game? Is one disc single player, the other disc multiplayer? What's the deal going on with this thing? Bungie released an update and said, oh, wait a second. It's completely, you know, there's two bonus discs.
Okay.
Everything is on one disc, and then you've got your bonus disc right here. Game Disc 2, as it's called, is Bungie's internal name for an interactive DVD containing bonus materials viewable only on your 360. The bonus disc contains art, featurettes, helpful high-def calibration tools, and will be available in both the collector's and legendary editions of Halo 3. So there you go. They wanted to clear that up because a lot of people were very curious as to...
Oh, yeah, that's understandable.
It's like, hey, I don't want to switch to go into multiplayer, even though some people said, you know, I don't mind doing that. But then I started thinking, I'm like, well, it's four-player co-op in Halo 3. I mean, how do you, you know, that's part of multiplayer. You've got to, you know, that should be on the same disc. So did you get a drink or did you end up getting a drink and candy?
Drink and candy.
Drink and candy. Caffeine and sugar.
Twix. The good stuff.
Yeah.
Whoa!
Okay. Full of electrical equipment, not to mention your own laptop. And you just opened up a... did you try to go for a sound effect on that one? And you made a mistake. I don't have anything. There's.
I think it had the intended effect.
Can you grab those? There's some paper towels over there. Careful! Don't knock the TV down. Great. You open up one can, and then the TV falls down.
It's like a regular comedy of errors.
It just completely gets worse and worse. There we go. Clean up your mess. So that Mark Wahl didn't get angry when he comes in tomorrow. Let's see. Currency Farmers got sued. A World of Warcraft player had filed suit against the largest currency farmer organization known as known amongst circles as IGE. Did you read about this?
I've seen the headlines, and I've been very interested in knowing more about the situation.
Well,
he
sued, and I don't have much here. Currency farmers in various MMO games, they're individuals who work for a company that employs any and all means necessary to gamer currency within a game. So let's say a game...
And most of them are Chinese for some reason.
Let's say a game has a currency of, you know, it's 150 or whatever, blah, blah, blah. You just have a currency. What these people do, they go in there and they raise their currency, and then they sell you on eBay or whatever the case. They sell you this, or you hire them to build up your currency. It is kind of a, it's not really something that's really looked upon.
No, it throws off the economy balance and
yeah,
it does.
Makes things not so happy for people in the game.
So, they're suing. World of Warcraft player is now suing one of these farmers.
So it's a player suing the farmers.
Yes.
Weird.
Interesting.
I wonder how that's going to turn out.
I don't know. I haven't seen any updates on it either, so I'm not sure if...
I'd like to read the complaint.
Well, here is your...
Does he have any legal representation? Or
there's your URL link. You need to go there and then click on the link that was provided, because I did not do that.
All right, I'll see what I can find out.
See what else you can find out about all that. So, and then we can go for this. PAX is coming up.
PAX.
In just a few... We're down to...
2 months.
We're down to 2 months, I believe. It's the 24th or whatever. So we've still got a little over 2 months before PAX is taking place in Seattle. And if you'd like to go, you need to head on over to, what is it, PAX.com?
Penny Arcade Expo, I think.
Something like that, yeah. Just do a search. Do a Google search on PAX and you'll be able to find it. But I'm going there. We in-game chat will be represented there, so it's going to be a lot of fun.
I wish I could go.
Same here.
You have a hang on. Dave has a question. Slide that mic over there. We can't hear you, Dave.
What's the date of this?
It is August 24th, 25th, and 26th, I believe.
Yeah, it's that Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Last one in August, yeah. Usually.
So I'm going to that one.
Cool.
Okay. Smack, smack, smack.
It's a great experience, and considering it's bigger than ever.
It's my first. It's my first big game convention. It's going to be a lot of fun, but PAX has taken place. If you're a member of Evil Avatar, they have shirts made up for the PAX thing, and you can head over to evilavatar.com and pick up a shirt if you're going, if you'd like to be represent the Evil Avatar community. We won't have any Endgame chat shirts, but I may make one up anyway just to wear it while we're out there.
Or a Mouse Look shirt.
Or a Mouse Look. Well, Mouse Look will be on there as well, but we'll come up with something for it. Let's see. What else do we have out there in the news? Do you have any over there? Or you're busy? What are you busy looking up again?
The WoW Gold Farmer.
Oh, that's right. Did you have any other news?
No, there's really not.
Slide over to me. I'll go over while you're looking up stuff.
Can look. I didn't find much of that particularly.
See what else we can find.
No, I did have this. They're going to make a film of the City of Heroes game.
Oh, speaking of MMOs.
I think, man, that's got enough decent backstory that hasn't been fleshed out to make a pretty decent movie of.
Yeah, I remember playing that. There was some interesting stuff in there. I mean,
I remember the comic books that we used to get.
Yeah.
You know, which were decent comic books.
Yep.
Yeah, they were actually pretty good.
But that's good to hear as well. Arg. Let's see what else. I'm looking over the news here. Oh, today it was announced that Max are going to get some video games.
Yeah, EA is going to start producing some.
Electronic Arts are going to start making some games on OSX. Starting in July, they're bringing four of their biggest titles: Command and Conquer 3, Battlefield 2142, Need for Speed Carbon, Harry Potter, and The Order of Phoenix. Also, in the fall, we'll see games like Madden 08 and Tiger Woods 08 as well on Macs.
Well, it's about time, man, that PC gaming got a little less Windows-centric. I'm not a Mac user myself, but it's just not very healthy for us as gamers to have all of that centered on a single platform.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Need some more competition there.
Also, today, ID Software, is it id or is it ID?
Id.
All right. Id Software premieres... it was a new game, but it was basically they were showing off their game engine. It was to premiere today over at the WWDC thing going on, wherever it's at. Carmack is presenting a new engine and id Software's next game. They told you that id was working on an all-new franchise with an all-new Carmack engine, and the game uses a brand-new engine called id Tech 5 that allows developers to have huge multiple textures in a single level. I was reading level and demoed at the same time. The level demoed at WWDC 2007 uses 20 gigabytes of textures. That's a lot. The game is in development for Xbox 360, PS3, PC, and of course Max as well. It'll be officially unveiled at next month's E3, which I wish I could go to, but that is invite only.
Mm-hmm. I've got one here.
Oh, I thought you had an invite. I was like, what?
Oh, no. News item.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
The latest Smash Bros. Game, Super Smash Bros. Brawl on the Wii, originally they were saying that it was only going to be just controlled with either the Classic controller or GameCube controller.
You get four options on this
thing. Four options. You can play with the Wiimote like it's a old NES controller. You can play with the Wiimote and Nunchuck, and you'll still have the Classic controller and GameCube controller on there as well.
The Classic controller as well as the GameCube. So that's great. That's great stuff there that you get to play with Smash Brothers, a game that I've never really gotten into, but Strax loves it.
It's good stuff,
it's
man.
Good stuff, man.
Yeah.
Multiplayer.
To play online excellent. Multiplayer with that.
Oh, that would be excellent.
So that'll be good there. What else we have in the news? Yeah, 20 gigabytes of texture is a lot there, Blackwing. Just almost way too much there. But then again, maybe you can't have enough textures. I don't know. That's just me. Let's see. Sony has launched their official blog for the PlayStation brand. Interestingly enough, over at MajorNelson.com, basically Xbox blog, he has an article up that says, "Welcome, Sony." Because they're finally doing a blog that's not vaguely disguised as a teenager's blog trying to sell PSPs or anything like that. So at the moment, this is what Sony says. At the moment, we're thinking about sharing all sorts of things here, ranging from product news and title announcements to developer updates and industry opinion posts, all of which will come straight from the people here inside Sony Computer Entertainment of America who are working, thinking, and playing with this stuff every single day. Look to the categories on the sidebar for some initial thoughts that we have on future post themes. Now, what we've learned, perhaps the hard way, is that a blog like this is really about you and the things you want to hear, share, and discuss with us. With that in mind, you'll notice the comments are enabled and encouraged, so tell us all of what you want to see here, and we'll do our best to make it happen. And yes, like most blogs, we have a comment policy. Please just keep this in mind when you leave a comment. This is great news to see that they're doing this. It's a big deal with Xbox 360. It made them, to have a blog like that, it made them more approachable, I guess you could say, or more in tune with the community, I believe, with the fact that they were speaking to...
Yeah, they were actually talking to their player base.
They were. Even though they still had some times that they couldn't. You know, we were like, hey, where's this demo you said was coming out? And mm-hmm. they would, hey, where's Crackdown? What's going on with Crackdown? Why can't we have Crackdown? Or, I'm sorry, why can't we have the Halo 3 beta that came with Crackdown?
Mm-hmm.
They didn't say anything. They kept their mouth shut until they let Bungie deal with that one. So, whatever the case. Let's see. I'm looking at the chat room right now. We have a lot of people in the chat room. Sony is leaving comments enabled. Yes, they are.
Yeah, got another one here. The Church of England is threatening Sony with a lawsuit.
Man, that's an interesting one.
Yeah, apparently the Manchester Cathedral was featured in the Resistance Fall of Man game, and they actually have a shootout in the middle of the church.
Which is Sony's, like, really good game right now for PS3.
And apparently the church is not happy about it being featured in that way.
Yeah, now, see, this gets really interesting because they're claiming, from what I understand, from what little I've been able to find on this, they haven't sued yet, but they say unless the game is pulled or the thing removed, that they're going to sue, and they're claiming copyright infringement on architecture that's over 800 years old, if I understand correctly. But it's well outside the reach of any copyright law in any country. I mean, copyright law simply doesn't enter into effect here, so that's absolutely absurd. However, property rights do enter into it because you can't take photographs of private property without the owner's permission. But that's not what was done here. They didn't take photographs. They modeled their own unique image, you know, or rendition of this. So, yeah, it's a whole nother animal, and I'm not sure how that's going to play out. I have a feeling, just my initial impression, is that is this a Sony title?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. I think Sony's going to come out on top here.
I think they will.
And I think fairly easily. The only place it might get sticky is if they use textures based on actual photographs that they didn't have the rights to use. But Sony insists that they obtained permission where necessary, which if that was the case, then they would obviously need permission to use those textures that would be based on actual photographs. So without more information, it's hard to say, but my gut feeling is that Sony is in the right on this and that the Church of England doesn't really have much to stand on here.
Yeah.
But I can't wait to see how that plays out. It's
Are you checking out in the chat room?
Interesting. No, I'm not in the chat room right now.
Because I'll say it wrong.
Other case.
Tamarick. Good. He says they can only pull copies of the game in England. They're only allowed to pull copies of that game in England if they're going to do that.
Why would that be exactly?
I'm not sure. Maybe he's making a joke and I missed it.
Or maybe that's all they're asking is the ones in England get pulled.
I don't know. It could be. Since we're 6 seconds behind, it'll take a while for
me. I'm not terribly sure here. It does.
Because the copyright would... I mean, we've got copyright... what are they called? Treaties where copyright from one country can extend into another, but like I said, it's not even a copyright issue at all.
Yeah.
It's a private property issue, if anything. So,
yeah, very interesting story there. Another one, a date was set for the new Grand Theft Auto tease. It will be on June 28th, so expect the internet to break on June 28th. Just be advised, at some point during the day, the internet will die. June 28th, you're going to see a new trailer for GTA 4 called Looking for That Special Someone. And it promises to reveal further into regarding the story of Grand Theft Auto 4 and probably more stuff that we'll be able to see about the game. So that Grand Theft Auto 4, you know, I've talked to a lot of people, and Grand Theft Auto 4 I'm seeing as being more of a reason for people to pick up a 360 than... pretty much anything else.
That's just because they hadn't played Crackdown yet, man. No, I'm serious. Crackdown, like, in every way, to me personally, does what Grand Theft Auto did and surpasses it. in almost every measure. I am so much less excited about Grand Theft Auto 4 now.
Well, I'm just not excited about it because, the other two, Vice City and San Andreas, I played it when it was Grand Theft Auto 3. And, you know, Grand Theft Auto 4 is just Grand Theft Auto 3 over again.
It's a new engine.
Oh, okay.
It is a new engine.
And it's very, very pretty. It's extraordinary.
You don't have a 360, do you?
No, I do not. So that's why I haven't looked up much about
it. Hush.
It's supposed to do a lot of new stuff for that series, but I think the amount of freedom that Crackdown gave me surpasses the amount of freedom that GTA 4 is going to give me, just in terms of gameplay. I mean, being able to scale buildings and, you know.
Give me co-op. I want co-op. I want co-op. That hopefully they're looking. Hopefully they've seen what Crackdown can do with that and say, you know, hey, we should do this too. You know, if they could get some info from Real Time Worlds to see how many people are actually playing co-op rather than the single player game, maybe I'd love to see some numbers on that. Actually, myself, I'd just love to see if co-op's getting beaten on single player by.
If they throw some co-op in there, man, I'll pretty much have to pick it up.
Yeah, that's what swayed you on Halo 3. Four-player co-op.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe. Still not too sure on that.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. Well, hopefully you'll change your mind.
We'll see.
We hope.
I mean, Tenchu's coming out, man.
Yeah, it is. And you tell me how that is when you buy it, and maybe I'll pick it up. You know, just like I'll tell you how Halo 3 is when I pick it up.
Well, I won't know until I have somebody else to play with.
I'm sure you will.
It's all about co-op.
Bohica needs to upgrade his membership again and jump in there.
Actually,
I know
he did. He got a gold account to do something. I think play the Shadowrun demo or something.
Oh,
or
really?
The Tenchu demo or something. He activated gold again.
Tenchu demo, probably.
Probably.
That would be my guess on that one. Let's see. If you walked into your Walmart this Sunday, you saw Dell computers for sale in there.
Yep.
And apparently laptops are going to be headed there as well. So look for those if you're interested. It's just interesting to see them branching out and start being in brick and mortar stores. So just wanted to mention that. What else did I have here? A little news from Engadget: HD DVD players are outselling Blu-ray alternatives for the time being right now. You should know by now that these brief claims of superiority won't mean much when the other camp flips the numbers around and cranks out a jaw-dropping figure of its own, but the North American HD DVD promotional group has recently announced that it's currently living the high life. Supposedly, standalone HD DVD players now hold 60% of the market share amongst standalone high-definition disc players, and the recent aggressive spring retail and marketing campaigns are to thank for this. Unsurprisingly, however, Toshiba's heavily discounted HD A2 was dubbed the best-selling next-gen DVD player model to date. It was the first. And we were even told that over 75,000 HD DVD titles were sold in the final week of May alone. That's big. However, you know, your Blu-ray camp will come out and say, oh, yeah, well, here's a number that we made. And, well, they probably have more legitimacy than the HD DVD numbers. Blu-ray is just, there's just a huge market out there with the PS3 being on the shelf. I realize not a lot of people have them, but those that do are now Blu-ray owners. And so Blu-ray is going to increase sales regardless. So what do you got anything over there? Did you find any more about the article you were trying to look up?
I got sidetracked by so much other stuff, man. But yeah, I did. I just haven't really read much of the complaint yet. The thing about the guy suing the World of Warcraft currency farmers, apparently they're based in Florida. which doesn't seem too smart to me, but anyway, it's a class action suit, and the complaint isn't very impressive. I don't think he really stands a chance on this, but it does mean that they have to litigate, which will, you know, cut into their profits, and it's just fun to watch somebody that deserves to have to be put through that process.
Now they're going to be farming for money so that they can pay their attorney.
Pay their attorney fees, yeah.
They'll pay somebody to farm for that.
I wonder how much he has to spend on this. Or maybe he knows a guy, you know.
I don't know. You'd probably think that there'd be a group of players probably backing him up on this. Maybe
set up the big PayPal donation account.
Yeah, you know, to help him in his,
help me
to help
sue
him
those
in his quest.
Gold farmers.
Oh, goodness. They're having fun in the booth back there. Held up a sign. It's, again, normally we don't see Ben here, but he's here tonight and causing all sorts of problems because Dave is here as well. So, yeah, these one nights. He's, that's why you don't see him in the chat room. Speaking of the chat room, who else we got in there? Fishbang has rejoined us in the chat room. Also, Shinoshi is in there. Tamaric. I don't know. Mohik is in there, and we are in there as well. Flinks, H2O, Ninja Blackwing. I don't know who you are. I'd like to know. How long is this show? It is 3 hours total. We got one more hour to go. As soon as we wrap up this hour here, in just about another 10 minutes or so, we got one more hour to go. What are we going to talk about for that next hour? Probably entertainment stuff. Maybe get some Transformer talk in here about what I did over the weekend, which was watch a lot.
Got to get Becky caught up on the Transformers. I started, but...
Yeah, part of me was doing that for the fact of the movie coming out, and part of me was just still interested. I have this DVD set sitting here, and I need to go through that. I had wrapped up some other stuff. We'll go into more detail on that next hour. E for All, are you familiar with this?
E for All?
Yeah.
It's something to do with E3.
Kind of. A lot of the people who organized E3 have moved on to organize this new one. It's called E for All. It's being organized by the IDG World Group in the shadow of the ESA-organized E3. Don't expect competitive words or sentiments as IDG is managing E3, but two figures from the E3 handling E for All is further proof the public event is trying to retain the atmosphere that formerly extravagant convention. So, E for All, with Nintendo as its flagship, is coming to the Los Angeles Convention Center October 18th to the 20th, and the invite-only E3 is July 11th to the 13th. So, E for All is another one I'm thinking about going to this year. I know, two trips in 1 year, good Lord. especially to California. So E for All is coming to in October, and I'm thinking about making a trip out to that one as well. I'm thinking this year will be my year to go to all these little conventions and see what's going on. So I don't know. I might wait and do it next year. Not sure yet.
I would, if I were you, I'd wait to see what the reaction to the first one is.
I was going
to
say, the fact that this is the first...
I don't have a very good feeling about that.
The fact that it's the first makes me want to wait. I'm scared of getting into something that's just going to be horrible. But then again, I'm also afraid of missing out on something that could be very good. On the ground floor, you know. So I don't know. I haven't made up my mind yet if I'm going or not. So we'll figure that out. What else? You got anything else over there?
Mm-mm.
Nothing else, huh? All right. Well, I guess we're wrapping up our news. Anything else you want to talk about before we've got another? I don't know, about 8 minutes before we got to go.
Well, so, as far as that E for All thing, who'd you say was organizing it? Is it the IDSA or
the
actually
IDG.
Now they're the ESA?
The IDG, and I don't know. You may have to look it up.
I don't know who they are. You said this is people that had been associated with E3 before.
Carolyn Roch, former senior vice president of the ESA, has been named vice president of the event at the International Data Group World Expo.
Okay, so this is just some new thing, and okay.
Yeah.
Well, the problem I have with that is that E3 was... downsized for a reason, and there were actually some pretty good reasons behind it. So, and a lot of the industry was in favor of it. I mean, they had gotten really sick of having to pander to the E3 event. So another group comes along and tries to recreate all of that big presentation stuff that was getting in the way. I don't see how many people are going to be all that excited about jumping back into that when they were just excited about leaving it all behind. Well, I don't think it could possibly compare to what E3 was before. I think the future of any kind of gaming conference is going to be the user stuff like PAX.
Yeah.
It's, you know, for gamers, not industry stuff.
Well, I'm not sure. Like I said, I hadn't made up my mind. I'm thinking about it. I don't know. I don't know yet. One of the good things about it is your registration. It's $90 if you register right now. For the 3 days that it's going on,
mm-hmm.
and coming with your registration is a ticket to Video Games Live performance that they're going to have while it's out there, which is really nice. I'd love to see that, and you know,
absolutely, yeah.
So, with the event that they don't make it to Atlanta, in fact, as I looked, I didn't see them coming anywhere close for the other than what Orlando. When did you say they were coming to Orlando?
It's not till next year, and they haven't got the firm date yet.
Right. It was next year because I was looking and I saw where they were going to make their international tour before the end of this year, and I thought, my God, I know, we're never going to see him come down here, so it may be one of the only chances I get to see that performance, which I would love to see. So, and I think there's some other stuff that's going to be going on out there as well. I'll have to go back to the website and check it out, but I don't know. I'm interested. I may go, I may not. Haven't made up my mind yet, so. I'm looking at the chat room right now. Yeah, it's E3 is invite only this year, 11th through the 13th. Tamarack, did I get that right?
You got it right for the first time, man.
My God,
good job.
Tamarack was asking if they were going to enforce the business only ticket to E3, and yes, they are. It's invite only, and very few invites in there. E for all being for the general public, I think that's correct. I don't know. I'm thinking everybody's pretty much put all their money into PAX right now. Instead of this E for All. People who were thinking about going to E3 have now been like, I'll just go to PAX and enjoy that. So, I don't know. There's a lot of people that are going to be out there for PAX. So, lots of people.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, PAX will probably take over the convention scene there. So, it'll be interesting to see how everything plays out. We only got a few more minutes left. I wish we had commercials because I got nothing else before we go. I'd rather not start the next segment and then have to go to a break here in about 5 minutes. So, anything else you guys want to mention? Anything at all?
Yeah, there's stuff I want to talk about, but not that I want to be cut off after 5 minutes for. Like, I want to, you know, find out more from you about the Shadowrun demo, which I haven't had time to play. I spent some time playing the Tenchu demo.
Yeah, and I didn't spend any time playing the Tenchu demo. We played the two different demos. Shadowrun, it's multiplayer. The demo is multiplayer as well. You can play a multiplayer match. I don't know if you can play with PC players through that. I don't know if it's limited to 360 only.
Is there even a PC demo out yet?
No.
Haven't heard of one.
I don't think so. You're right. I don't think so. I do know that it was different. It was not what I was expecting. I did not play any multiplayer matches. I only did the training modes for what they had there. And there's some interesting stuff there. Ben, you play the Shadowrun demo, correct? All right, hang on. Let's get his mic going on in there. You there?
Yep.
Okay. Can you hear me at all?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, cool. You played the Shadowrun demo. Did you play multiplayer?
No, I haven't had enough time invested to really play that. I got through all the training missions, got my achievements for that, and played a couple of quick matches.
Did you buy it?
It's pretty good.
Or did you rented it, didn't you?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so what? How did you like it?
Oh, I think it's fantastic. The only problem I have with some of the, the powers that you can purchase, there's just like a slight delay with them. So I wish it was more instantaneous, but other than that, man, fantastic game. I enjoy it a lot more than I did the Halo maps.
Why?
There's just more you can do. You've got, like, magic powers. You can teleport through walls. You can glide. Just the power enhancements that you can purchase, I think it's overall done better than Halo.
Is it a little bit slower-paced game?
No, it's actually just a bit faster. It's not like Unreal.
Yikes.
Man.
It's not fast like Unreal, but it's better paced. It's more even, more fair.
Yeah, well, Strax is a massive.
I'm still trying to get acclimated to the whole dual analog thing, first person shooters, man. And
that was
a
big leap from PC.
Playing Halo 3 was like a job. It was like work trying to, you know, get those reflexes down after having played mouse and keyboard for so long. I was not having much fun. I mean, it's great when it's a slow-paced game like Rainbow Six Vegas playing with my buddies against enemy AI.
With Shadowrun, though, there's 6 training missions you do before you actually play. Of course, you can skip if you want, but the training sessions are really in depth. So, I mean, you're going to have any problem once you jump into the live matches or the bot matches.
I tell you, I did the training missions, and I was having a hard time during my last little training mission.
The only difficult time I had was during the last one, too.
I couldn't figure out how to use Gust. I couldn't keep the... No, I'd use Gust, but it wouldn't do anything to the guy charging after me. It kind of back him off a little bit. I think I found a glitch to where he just kind of hovered without falling, and I was able to keep him
away.
You had
the demo, right?
Yeah,
it could have been a problem in the demo.
You're right. That's right. You played the full version. I forgot about that. So, but anyway, we've got a little bit less than a minute. When we come back, maybe we'll talk a little bit more about that as well as the Tenchu Z demo. We'll also talk about Transformers stuff, some movie stuff, all sorts of neat things, entertainment wise as well. All coming up in our next hour. We'll be going to a break here in just a bit. We'll come back 6 minutes after the hour with all of that. Hope you'll join us. Don't forget, you can head on over to mouselook.com or evilavatar.com and join us in the chat room. Stream links are there as well. You can also register for an account on any of those. And
give us a call.
Yeah, you can call us up. Forget the phone number so many times. 334-272-9228. That is 334-272-9228. And so feel free to give us a call. I got to fill for 20 seconds here, so I don't know what I'm going to say. I think I've talked myself out here. But yeah, thanks for joining us. And don't forget, join us in the chat room. Lots of people in there. Great to have all of you in there listening. And we'll be back with more here on 1170 WACV with more of In-Game Chat. Welcome back to In-Game Chat here on 1170 WACV, and you can check out 1170WACV.com, listen to the stream in case, if you're listening to us somehow, might as well stay right there wherever you're listening to us from, radio or stream, so head over there. Also, if you'd like to join us in the chat room, we've got plenty of people in the chat there to keep you company and to talk about whatever is on your mind. Matt has joined us in the chat room there, Bullet Food's in there, so welcome back to our third and final hour of In-Game Chat here on 1170 WACV. And apparently you're getting a text or a phone call or something going on over there.
Phone call.
Oh, okay. We could hear the vibration over the air. Can't hear Dave speak from all the way over there, but we can hear the vibration. So I was going to talk about Tenchu Z, but he's going to talk on the phone. I was going to talk about Shadowrun demo, but Ben has left us now, so I am up the proverbial creek without that paddle.
I don't have a 360, so I can't help you.
Yeah, you can't help me on that one either, can you? Dave, anything to add?
Not really in the game department.
Yeah,
if you guys want to talk about entertainment news, maybe I'll chair and pin some.
Let's see what we got. Were you about to say something there?
The Sopranos ended.
It did. There we go. It did. Oh, wait, he's back.
What's up?
Okay, cool. We're going to talk about the Tenchu Z demo, because you got a chance to play that. And then we're going to jump back into your topic there, Zilla. I'd love to talk about that. But anyway, yeah. So you got to play it over the week, I guess.
Just a little bit.
Yeah. What did you just jump right into single player? I guess or.
Yeah, there is no multi on the demo.
Yeah. So I mean, what did you think? How did you like it?
Apparently,
you liked it enough that you were going to pick it up.
I still think the co-op's going to be great. Single was tough. It's really tough. And it was hard to get back into trying to be sneaky and stealthy after playing Crackdown for so long.
Yeah.
And just kind of running head-on into everything. I don't know. The gameplay doesn't look like it's changed too much or evolved very much, which is a little disappointing. I thought it'd be a little bit smoother. And I don't know. It's whatever. I don't think the single player will be all that great. I think the multi will be fantastic.
Yeah. Sorry.
About it.
Didn't want to burp
you
again.
All right over there?
I was burping. Water was, I was burping. So you're going to pick that up tomorrow, actually. Releases to you'll have it out tomorrow.
Yep.
So you're going to get it?
Yeah.
I think you and Bohika in the chat room there are going to be pretty much the only two that I know. They're going to be picking that up, at least day of release. So give us your impressions if you can play a nice little co-op game with him tomorrow night or whenever you do get around to playing it. So
sure.
Let us know how that is. I mean, seriously, if the co-op works, I'll pick it up.
Yeah.
You know, I'm all about being able to play, you know, as a... Wow, where is this coming from? I'm all about being able to play as a group and that sort of thing. Loved it in Crackdown, loved it in Rainbow Six. What else have we played co-op? Oh, Aegis Wing.
Oh, yeah.
One of the best co-op experiences I've had so far.
That was a lot of fun.
That was great. That is another. It's odd that the arcade is turning out to be the reason to get,
isn't it,
a 360?
Yeah.
For the most part, getting an Xbox 360 is worth it just for the arcade. Xbox 360 deal of the day over at Amazon.com. You can get Gras 2, I believe, for $37 shipped.
I saw that.
Yeah. It's a deal of the day, so it only lasts until the end of midnight tonight. So make sure you get it while you can before that deal goes away, if you're interested in it. But Gras 2 there for pretty cheap for the 360 there. So pick that up if you can. Let's jump into what I did over the weekend. I watched some movies. I watched a lot of movies over the weekend. My playtime. I get a lot of playtime, but what do I do with it? I lay on the couch and watch television and fall asleep and take naps while watching television. This weekend I rented Open Season on Blu-ray. Fell asleep through it, but still, when I woke up, I caught the tail end, and I was like, all right, I considered watching that. Even though I slept through most of it, I was like, all right, I've seen that movie. Sounds put like it back in its bag, and I send it on its way. What'd you say?
Sounds like my experience watching the first Blade film.
Oh, yeah, you fall asleep through it, but say, four times? You tried watching it four times and fell asleep.
Blade. I woke up four times, and I just didn't go back to watch it at all.
Nobody can hear what you're saying right now, but yeah, so he fell asleep watching Blade four times. Goodness. Well, that's okay, you know, that's what happens. But anyway, I rented Last King of Scotland. I watched that, very good movie. I also watched 19 episodes of Beast Wars.
Good stuff, man.
Oh boy, it wasn't for a while there. It didn't get good towards until the end of till about the last two discs, I believe.
Yeah.
Not even then, like the last few episodes of the third disc, and then the last disc itself, very, very good there.
It's Beast Wars is particularly good if you're a fan of the Marvel Transformers comics.
Which I'm There's not. Well, it's not of, that I'm not a fan. It's just I haven't been exposed to those.
Right. I know I've already told you that, but I'm throwing that out there for everybody else.
Yeah.
There's a lot of references to the comic book stuff in there, and there's references to cartoon stuff as well. One of the things it did really well was it was kind of able to fit into either continuity without really stepping on the toes of the other too much.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, and as a huge fan of the comics, I fell in love with it pretty quick.
Well, I got into one of the episodes, and I think it's called Possession, and it's in the first season where the voice of, well, Starscream Spark,
yeah,
inhabits mm-hmm. One of the Predacons,
mm-hmm.
and it's Starscream's voice. Apparently, not the original voice actor.
Yes. No, because he's passed away.
Yeah. He passed away.
Chris Latta.
Yeah,
but yeah, whoever was imitating him did a very good job of.
Yeah, he did a really decent job, and that was
voice to life.
That was, of course, a continuation of a story from the G1 cartoon. Where, you know, Starscream dies in the movie. He gets killed by Galvatron for betraying him, finally. And and then in season 3, Starscream's ghost comes back and possesses different Transformers. And in order to try and get his body back from Unicron, he like strikes a deal with Unicron's head to bring him back and get a new body and does all this stuff. And ends up being flung off into the... He gets his new body, but ends up being flung off into space, and who knows what happens to him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Beast Wars picks that back up by... They basically explain that he's got an immortal spark, and it now travels through time and space, and he ends up in the Beast Wars era, possessing one of them, and, wacky hijinks ensue.
And, yeah, it was a very good episode. And then it started getting better from there on. I could tell you that much, at least. The episode started getting really good after that one. And
the further you get into it, the better it gets.
Well, I can tell you
now. By the end of season 3, man, it's... Oh, God, is it good.
I looked up... Hang on. Can't type and talk at the same time, apparently. There we go. I looked up season 2 and season 3 and saw that they were much more centric around jumping into... The old continuity.
Yeah.
Or jumping into old storylines.
Yeah, they just kind of like teased you with it in the first season.
The first season is very tough to get through.
Yeah.
I can tell you this now. I know one of the guys said that they didn't like Beast Wars. It got old very fast. If you watch the first season, I could understand that. If you watch the first disc is almost, you really only need to watch that first two-parter, I think it was. The origin, or the first episode.
Mm-hmm.
The first two episodes. You really only need to watch that, and you don't need to go much further than that. Because... you just need to jump ahead to the episode of Possession. I would say you're okay to skip all the other stuff.
Like I said, unless you're a comic fan, in which case they'll hook you a lot earlier than that.
Maybe, and you need to be more educated with that. However, I wasn't, and found a lot of those early episodes to be rough. Hard to watch, number one, because of the animation. We're used to now seeing
so much
better.
It's decade-old 3D stuff. I mean, it was like one of the... very first weekly programs to be computer animated.
Yeah, the same guys that did this did Reboot Saturday mornings, at least as far as the animation. Story-wise, completely different. Larry DiTillo and Bob Ford worked on this series.
You guys are great.
You told me some good things about this. I did not know about him and his collaboration with Michael Straczynski.
Yeah.
JMS.
Or Battlestar.
Not Battlestar.
Babylon 5.
Babylon, yeah.
Now, those two worked together way, way, way back on the old Captain Power series. I don't know how many people out there remember that.
I remember that.
Yeah. But the show, you had the little toy ship, and you could shoot the things on the screen, and yeah. But it had a really good story, and it's because they're two really good writers. JMS brought Larry DeTillo on board with Babylon 5 to write a few episodes for it. And JMS wrote most of the episodes of Babylon 5,
yes.
The vast majority of them. He didn't let many other people touch it, but he let Larry DeTillo write more than any other outside person did, which I think says a lot about what he thinks of his writing skills.
Yeah.
And, I think he did an excellent job. He and Bob Ford both, once they realized, before the series ever went to air, before they started developing it, they started getting a lot of reaction from fans and realized that what they had on their hands had this huge, massive cult fan following,
mm-hmm.
much bigger than they could have guessed. And they did everything they could to do it right and not step on the toes of what had come before, and they ended up adding quite a bit. I think it's the best addition to the Transformers canon since the original show. I think in a lot of ways it surpasses it. It's absolutely wonderful. I love it.
That's great. Well, I just started to experience some of that towards the end of it. 19 episodes was rough. 19 episodes to watch was very tough. Man, that was tough. I watched like 9 in one day, and then I watched 8 the next day, and it was tough to get through. Just because, again, I was looking at this animation that's very, very old, very crude.
Mm-hmm.
It was okay and still good for what it was during that time period, but it was still tough on the eyes. Some of the stories were just complete crap in the sense that, they did not involve any type of heavier storyline around it.
Right. They weren't part of the overall story arc.
No, there wasn't. They would every now and again, they would have a big story arcs type stuff, but it was very few and far between, and so I got bored very quick with it. But after finishing off that season, I'll be getting season 2 and season 3 now to complete that, because I'm very interested now in seeing where this goes, and I think I'll enjoy it as well. So.
Did you hear we're getting another North American Transformer series finally?
A new one?
Yeah, a new one.
No.
We haven't had one since Beast Machines. Mm-hmm. Everything else has been imports of the Japanese shows dubbed over.
Was it Transformers Armageddon or Transformers Cyber?
There's been, since that, there was Robots in Disguise, which was a one-shot thing, a standalone, its own universe kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
After that, there was, let's see, if I remember the right order, Armada.
Yeah, Armada, yeah.
What came after Armada?
I think Energon.
Energon, that's right.
And then
Cybertron, I think.
Energon?
Or is Energon? No, I think there was Energon. I think there was another one called Cybertron.
There was just one after. There's been three, and they were part of an overall kind of arc that referenced each other. Now, they did a kind of thing where in the original Japanese version, one of those wasn't related to the other two, and then they kind of mixed it in. They did a Robotech kind of thing,
okay.
If you're familiar with what they did with Robotech when they brought it over here. That's been it. It's all been Japanese series, and we're finally getting another North American series. Don't know if it's going to be another reboot where they start everything over, or if it's going to pick up where Beast Machines left off, which Beast Machines wasn't that good. It's been better than some of the Japanese series.
Will it be? And it's G1 oriented, or
I have no idea. We know nothing about it other than we're getting a North American Transformer series again. Finally,
it almost seems like you would. What with the movie coming out? I mean, it's almost automatic tie-in to release. You know,
who knows? Maybe they'll base it on the movie.
I doubt that. I don't know why. I kind of doubt it. I think they'll base it off of. I don't know what they'll base
There's
it
no
off
telling.
Of. You know, I have no idea.
There's no telling.
But I don't think it'll be based off the movie for whatever reason. I just don't think that'll happen. There was something else I was going to mention. I can't remember what it was. I thought they were also going to re-release the original series on DVD again.
Again?
I thought so.
Hmm.
I know Rhino released. I know Rhino released all seasons. I've got those at the house, but I thought they were going to re-release with again in conjunction with this film. They kind of do that every now and again.
Okay.
They'll do that, but I'll have to check on that. I'm not sure. But yeah, that's what I plan on doing. You picked up a Transformer,
yeah,
this weekend. Now we were talking last weekend. I said I was going to bring in these guys, but with James not being here, I was going to bring in two of them and have you guys go at it. Just be like, all right, start transforming and see if you can do it without instructions. for some of these new ones, because it's very tough. But you picked up one of the alternators this weekend. And yeah. Was I right in it being a lot more complicated than you remember putting transforming one of these guys?
Well, this one certainly was. Well, it was probably not quite as hard as the original Megatron, but kind of up there in that league. But I got Skids, because I'm a big fan of Skids. Because of an issue, I think it was number 20 of the comic book. It was a story just about him.
I really need to go back and read those comic books.
So. Oh, before I say they're really good, some of them were really bad.
Okay.
All of the early ones, because they were basically two runs. There was the Budensky era, Bob Budensky, and I think I pronounced his name right. I'm not entirely sure. It's been a long time since I've seen it. And then when Simon Furman took over writing, and he had written the UK comic, which that gets a little complicated. They released the comic in the UK on a weekly basis.
Mm-hmm.
And it ended up they had only half as much story from the U.S. as they needed to fill a weekly slot.
Yeah.
So they wrote their own stories to fill in stuff in between, and Simon Furman wrote all that stuff. And so it went along with the U.S. stuff really good, and then he came over here and brought some of that with him, some of his own characters that he created over there and storylines, and expanded on them in the U.S. release. But his stories are great. Some of Budensky's are kind of good, but mostly his era was very 80s, the kind of thing where the first issue, everybody has to say everyone's name at least once, you know. Well, Skywarp, blah, 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 blah. Well, Thundercracker, blah, blah, blah. Well, Starscream, blah, blah. Well, I, Hound, blah, 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 blah. You know, that kind of thing. An entire panel with everybody saying their or someone else's name to introduce characters. That way of comic book storytelling, which, it's difficult to read. So, yeah, there's terrible issues like the Car Wash of Doom. And then there's really good stuff like the Matrix Quest. So,
Car Wash of Doom.
I can get all that to you if you're interested in reading
it. Well, definitely, if I ever get the amount of time I'd have to put in. It's a lot easier even watching a 19-episode show than it would be to read 19 comic books. So,
quicker than you think.
Even though I just got done reading Superman Red Sun, which I don't know.
I still need to read that.
Man, that was great.
I've heard that it's fantastic.
It took me a bit to get through because it was a lot of talking going on, and so there's some heads popping in there. Hey, how you doing?
Oh, hey man.
I don't know him. Who is this?
That's the guy's name you can't get right.
Tamarick?
Yes.
Tamarick?
Tamarick.
Tamarick. Oh, hey man, I'm sorry. Never met you before. Okay. He popped in. He knows where the station is. Oh, okay, cool.
And how to get in.
Yeah, and he knows how to get in, apparently, after hours. Anyway, welcome to the show. Listener who is from what I understand, he was listening to the show that's on previous before us and was talking about Soprano stuff, which we were going to jump into here in a bit. Back to Superman Red Sun real quick, though. Very good. It took me a little bit to get through because there's a lot of dialogue in the starting out of the stages. Again, if you need, I like looking at pictures. Describe through pictures what's going on. But yeah, very much worth it, especially when you get down. That was very good. Very good book. And you are more than welcome to borrow it if you'd like to. So,
well, thank you.
I'll let you borrow it. So yeah, Sopranos ended last night. And if you're curious about the Sopranos and how it ended, just close your eyes and turn off all noise for 10 seconds, and that's what you get. That's exactly how that show ended. So, yeah, we're going into spoiler stuff here because I'm so angry with it that I don't care. I am so angry with it that I do not care. What did you send in? You're gonna have to get way closer to a microphone.
Okay. There's a couple of theories that I actually sent in to the Greg Show earlier today about what actually happened.
Don't be as lengthy as your post.
Okay. I won't. Basically what had happened is that Tony is dead. And for the entire story arc of that episode, we were at Tony's perspective, basically. And it boils down to the fact that there are three people at the end of the show in the restaurant that want to kill him. There's the Boy Scouts are in there. The brothers are in there.
Boy Scouts really want to have it out with him.
Well,
huh?
I mean, they're the ones that, I can't remember. Yeah, from the previous episode. And in the train shop, the trucker guy that was there is actually like the cousin of the brother that was killed in episode... Christopher, yeah. So, all of a sudden, there's three guys in there that want Tony dead, and then it just stops. And the theory is, the prevailing theory is that since the whole episode is from Tony's perspective, there is no more perspective because he's dead. One of those guys killed him, or somebody else killed him while he was there, so it just cuts off. And the reason why it was chosen to be done that way is because Bobby tells him at the start of this season and in the episode before that, you never hear the shot to get you. You never hear it. You never see it coming or anything like that.
He said something about it going blank. It
just goes blank. And so, since we're looking from Tony's perspective, it just goes blank. So maybe
I know you don't follow it there, Strax.
I imagine this is what our show sounds like to other people that don't follow this stuff.
99%.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
Sopranos had their final episode last night.
I kind of gathered that, yeah.
In the end of the episode, there's I don't know, 5 minutes of tension building. Because you're like, okay, they're wrapping this thing up. What's going on? He's going to a restaurant to have dinner with his family. He's the first one there. Camera cuts are really quick. They're showing all these... Some of these people are very shady inside the restaurant. You're thinking, okay, somebody's put a plan in there to kill this guy. His wife shows up. His son shows up. His daughter's having a hard time parking the car, and it's given all these weird angles that you're thinking, well, somebody's going to walk up and shoot her in the head. Something's going to happen. Oh, she's late, so the restaurant's going to explode. You're expecting these really bad... You're expecting... For whatever reason, I don't know why we've come to expect this, but you're expecting blood and death and whatever. You're expecting the end of this thing somehow.
It's a mobster show.
But yeah, how often do we get that, though? We don't. Not with these characters, anyway.
Died choking on his own blood.
Yeah, true. So anyway, you're expecting all this stuff to happen. One of the shady characters gets up and walks past him. He's still given this vibe of, like, he's going to do something horrible. It just looks really... You know, like, this guy's a player in this, and something's going to happen. He goes to the bathroom. His daughter walks in. We see Tony look up to see her, and then it doesn't fade. It doesn't do anything. It just cuts to black real quick. A lot of people thought their cable had gone out. A lot of people were like, whoa, what's going on?
Jay here was on the phone.
Jay here was on the phone
to Charter Cable.
It was a full 10 seconds of nothing.
Wow.
No audio, just black. Full 10 seconds of that. I would show you how much that is, but we know 10 seconds of dead air is
horrible.
That's
great.
So it was 10 seconds of nothing and then credits, and that was it. That was it. Show's over.
Well, Tam, if your theory on what was going on there is correct, that is possibly the greatest thing I've ever heard. I love it.
Okay, I take no credit for it, though, because this is the prevailing theory that's going around serious fans of the show, and I have not been following it until the big lead up here. So I've been catching up on this past season. Now this whole schlemiel has got me wanting all the other seasons now. I can't afford that.
No. you can always rent it.
It's called thepiratebay.org.
Oh, yeah.
you can always rent it.
That always makes Scott nervous when I say that, too.
Well, you know, considering we got Movie Gallery on doing this, we kind of would like him to go. That'd be kind of nice. I appreciate it. But anyway, yeah, I always get nervous whenever you mention those sort of things. Speaking of, why don't we take a commercial break right now? We'll be right back with more of in-game chat here on 1170 WACV. Which one is this one?
I'm drawing a blank. I've heard it so many times now.
Castlevania.
I think
it's the original one.
It is.
Well, welcome back to In-Game Chat here on 1170 WACV, listening to Castlevania there. We're going to have, especially the week of the Transformers, you've already said you got stuff lined up for all sorts of things we're going to be doing.
In my head. I haven't actually, capped much of it yet, but, yeah, we'll have plenty of Transformers.
Oh, we got plenty. We got Stan Bush to revisit. We've got, apparently, Lion, we found out with that. We've got plenty of things to revisit.
Yeah,
Weird Al. Yeah, all over the place. So, definitely. Yeah.
Not to mention the regular intros and lines from the show.
You know what? In fact, I want to use the bumpers from the original series. That's gonna every time we go to break, we'll have voice man being like, whatever.
And we got to have the little emblem flip sound.
Yeah.
Use that occasionally.
That's what I was thinking.
But every time we go to a break, I want to have that in there where the guy's like, din, 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 din. And he's saying, and now back to the Transformers.
You're mixing
or whatever
up your sounds there. But
no, they did this. It's the same one.
No.
Never did they?
No.
Okay,
no.
Never mind. I'm wrong. I'm not going to argue with the guy. Trust me. Yeah, I mean, seriously, if I really wanted to fill for time, I could just be like, hey, tell us about, you know, and let him go, and he'll go off on that sort of thing. So, real quick, let's go to the phone. I know he wants to say hi. Hey, Matt, you there?
Hey.
Hey,
hey man.
How's it going, guys?
It's going good. How's everything going with you?
Not too bad.
All right, what are you doing?
I just got out of my class. It's the last week of class. We're getting ready for a final project on Thursday, and then I'll be done.
Good.
Well, that's great.
Does that mean you'll be able to play more video games?
Oh, please. You can play them. Well, with us. Yeah, I can understand.
Man, I'm hoping so, just because, you know, this past couple weeks have been just so busy.
Yeah, well, I've seen you on there playing Gun.
Oh, I just beat it. I'm so happy. It was a good game.
What are you moving on to now?
I picked up Call of Juarez. I traded in some old stuff for it.
How's that?
And I have enough to pick a 10-2-Z. I'm thinking about getting that tomorrow.
Did you play Call of Juarez? Did you get it? Did you play it at all, or have you not even opened it?
I started it up, but this afternoon when I got off of work, but I was so tired that I just sort of passed out on the couch for an hour and a half.
I'm very interested in hearing what you think about that.
So far, it looks really pretty. Although it's the same problem with Dead Rising, where the text is so small on my old, you know, my SD television that, you know, I can't read it.
Oh, well. Get an HD.
I know.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, get it when you can. That's all we
have.
Yeah,
that's the thing.
What are you going to play this week? Well, you got classes. I guess you're going to play Call of Juarez, huh? And some Tenchu, maybe.
I'm trying to. I don't know if you guys are going to be picking that one up, you know, because if you guys are, then Neil.
Strax is getting it. Neil's getting it.
Kevin's getting it.
Kevin is going to pick it up as well? Okay. Well, you guys have fun with that and let me know how that is, because I'm still, you know, I'm still on the fence with that thing. Maybe I'll just go and rent it somewhere.
Did you ever play the original PS1 version?
No, I didn't.
Hello?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was hearing things. I'm sorry. I was hearing things. I didn't know what it was. Did I ever play the PS1 version? No, I never played the original. I played one of the sequels, I think, that was on the Xbox. And
okay.
I didn't like it.
I didn't like the sequels. This one, to me, it felt like the original one. I mean, it felt like Tenchu. Didn't really ask for anything more, so.
Yeah, okay. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so distracted because there's yelling. I can hear. Can you hear that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are they arguing, really, or are they just really excited?
That's just them talking, man.
Yeah.
Okay.
You get two loud guys together, and that's what happens.
Man.
I don't hear anything.
I know you don't. We're sitting in here, and we can hear this. We can hear it picking up. But anyway.
Yeah, Tam and Jayco are out in the hall, like, just carrying on a conversation in normal voice for them, and it's, yeah, they're both of the personality type where they like to talk louder than the other person, so
it's kind of loud, and then now they're hearing us because the radio's hot out there, so they can hear us. It's 6 seconds behind, but they can hear us. All right, man. Well, I appreciate you calling in, buddy.
No problem. Just checking up on you guys, saying hey.
All right, we'll see you online, buddy.
All right, man.
All right, bye.
Bye.
So, yeah, speaking of, what's going on this weekend, what do you plan on doing this weekend?
Oh, man. Well, I don't know about this weekend, but certainly plenty this weekend leading up to this weekend. I want to get some more Pac-Man and Oblivion in. And
we talked about this downstairs before the show.
Multiplayer anything that you guys want to play, man.
You had said that you were so far behind on your television viewing because you acquired an Xbox 360.
Yeah. I don't have time. Well, I got a Doctor Who episode to watch, which maybe we can knock out tonight, because it came on this weekend in the UK.
How's it going with your buying the broken systems off eBay?
Haven't gotten them yet.
But you secured one, though?
I secured two.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so when they come in, you're going
to come in
and give them a fix and crank one up, you'll have another one.
Hopefully one of them will show up this week, and I'll have something to talk about Monday in that regard.
No, that'll be great. That'll be great. So yeah, just whatever, just multiplayer stuff. But Pac-Man Championship Edition, Prince of Persia will be on.
Yeah,
my
trying
list.
To beat your scores in the one or two modes that you're ahead of.
I'm daring anyone to beat 500,000, man. That was great. I was loving that.
That's good, man. That's really good. That's gonna be tough.
500 and some odd thousand. It was great. So that's your plan for this weekend. I know me, I'll be going to check out Fantastic Four at some point.
Do you know when?
I don't know when.
Let me know when. We should go together.
It'd probably be on a Saturday, because I don't really like to go on, you know, Friday nights or anything.
No.
But with all the people that'll be there. Probably be like maybe we can go Saturday, first showing of the day.
Okay. That sounds good.
If it's
crowds.
If it's kind of in the morning, be the first ones there. We can go do that. Plan on seeing Fantastic Four. Plan on hearing word from Tenchu and how you guys enjoy that.
Yeah.
If it goes good, I'll probably rent it before I buy it. I really don't want to spend the $60 on it.
Well, if it turns sour, I'll put it on eBay. I don't expect it to.
You probably won't. I don't think so. Co-op, it should be great. Yeah. So then again, if four of you pick up Tenchu, then I don't know. It'll probably be better for me to rent it anyway. Because, you know, it's only four-player co-op, so if there's four people already playing, I got to play something else.
Yeah, our schedules aren't
going
to be such that all four of us will be on at any given time, though.
That's true.
So
that's true.
The more people that have it, the better.
So, but, yeah, I'll probably make a rental out of that and check that out.
And, of course, if anybody listening wants to play some Tenchu with me this week, my gamer tag is Straximus, Straximus.
Yeah, we've got all of our gamer tags and stuff are over at
MouseLook.
If you go to MouseLook.com, we've got a whole list of who everybody is.
In the forums, in the discussion.
Yeah, it's all over the place there. So I just passed the 10,000 mark on my gamer score points.
Yes, you did.
I did, and you know what put me over? Pac-Man. Pac-Man Championship Edition put me over the 10,000 mark.
Gotta get a 360, mark. Dennis. You gotta get a 360.
If I had money, I would, man.
Hopefully, I'll have one to sell here pretty soon.
Actually, yeah. Did you hear about his idea?
Yeah, he told me about it. I'm all for it.
I think it's a great idea. So
if it'll get a 360 in your hands, I'll sell it to you. You know, for $10-$20 over cost.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You'll be. Getting,
I'm all for that.
I mean, you'll be getting pick up some cords and stuff.
Yeah.
That's not a problem.
Yeah.
You'll be getting a system for $200, $210. So it'll be great. But yeah, so if I know Dave wants one, you may have another potential buyer right there. If he doesn't get one off the base, which the base has a great deal. In fact, let me see if I can find that deal real quick. So I can't, I just light him a mic over there.
I don't know if it'll be afees.com possibly, or
I'm going to cheapassgamer.com.
The base exchange that's their official website.
Oh, I'm going to CAG, cheapassgamer.com. That's where I go to find all the type of deals.
They've got a killer bundle. I mean, they're and
are those the same guys who ran Cheapass Games?
I don't know.
No idea.
I have no idea, man.
But yeah, you could buy the bundle and put most of the stuff on eBay and make back a good bit of your outlay there.
You will, because they do this. It's such a lower it's a real low price. Oh man, where is it at?
Well, it's on MouseLook and Open Discussion. That's where I'm going to look.
Well, I think this was a new one that they had.
Oh, it's a new one?
Here
it's
it
not
is.
The old one?
I found it. Okay. Here we go. This is what they're offering, if you want to listen there, Dave. Instead of watch television. What are you watching? Oh, Ghost Rider.
But it's Ghost Rider.
Yeah, I know. I got the Blu-ray version coming to the house. I rented it. I didn't buy it.
This is what you paid $600 for, to have a Blu-ray player so you can watch Ghost Rider, man.
Yeah, exactly.
On Blu-ray!
Exactly. Even though I didn't pay $600. It's called the Military Appreciation Xbox 360 Bundle. It includes the following for $450. Don't even... I know it's like, $400, God, that's so much. Xbox 360 Pro Console, that is $400.
The premium.
Yeah, the premium version. That's $400 right there. You get Viva Pinata. That's, we'll say...
$30.
Yeah, it's 30. It's probably 30 now. Project Gotham Racing, $30. Cameo Elements of Power, $30. What are we up to right now?
I'm not keeping track.
We're at
$490. $490. Okay, she's doing it, and he is too. An Xbox 360 headset, apparently an extra one, because you get that in the bundle.
$20.
You get that in there, so $20. 12 months of Xbox Live, that's $50.
$50.
$560.
So you're at $560 right now, it's only $450.
Of course, you're not going to be auctioning off the Live account. You need that.
But I'm just saying, $450, you know, that's a great
not a bad
deal.
Deal.
That is a great deal to get all that stuff.
No, it's more my living situation right now. It's one of those things. I'm living in a house with multiple people, and once I move out, I don't want to buy like another piece of equipment before I move out.
I understand that. I have no idea if there's a limit on this thing or what's going on, but you'll just have to check. I'm sure it varies with each base, so you'll have to check that out. My God.
Goodness.
That would take their conversation downstairs. I hope they're listening right now, because I'm doing it as hard as I can.
If they can hear us over the sound of themselves.
Yeah. really distracting. You're sitting here talking, all of a sudden you're hearing rah, 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 outside. There you go.
Like that.
Laugh, laugh, laugh. Robble, 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 robble.
Robble, robble.
I don't think anybody else can hear it over the microphone.
Us, man.
Just like
stick
us.
A microphone out the door so if people that are listening can
yeah, exactly.
What it is we're talking about.
Oh, so yeah, we'll go do that this weekend. We'll check that out. What are you going to do this weekend, Dave? Slide it back over.
Back to me. I think Friday or Saturday night I'll be up in Denver, and there's a theater that's going to be getting the sequel to Night Watch.
Daywatch. What a great title.
Well, apparently there's a third film in the works if it's not already out in Russia. But going to go see that probably.
What would the third film be called?
Twilight Watch, I think.
Daywatch, Night Watch.
Twilight Watch is what I've heard.
Weekend Watch.
Weekend Update. But they're going to be playing Ghost World, too. They have a midnight movie that they play on Friday and Saturday nights.
Ghost World? I didn't even know they made a sequel.
No, it's the original film. You said
Ghost World 2 is N-T-O-O. Gotcha.
Oh, yeah. Also, no. So we'd probably go see, one of the sequel to Night Watch, probably around 10 or so, and then see the other one at midnight.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you have a theater there that plays.
That's correct. Last week while I was here, they had The Dark Crystal. The week before that, they had Breakfast Club, which I saw, which is pretty neat. And
any theaters listening that want to do something like this around here, we'd be grateful.
Yeah, if the Capri would do that, that'd be a great thing for Montgomery. Not to rag on them, but
right,
since that's the resident indie theater. But the week before that, they had Creature from the Black Lagoon in 3D, and that was hilarious. I mean, you're basically paying to be part of a MST3K type audience, and it's always really funny to go. They've got another theater in Denver actually has Escape from New York coming up in July, and after that they've got Barbarella, which I want to say is from the 1970s, I think, with Jane Fonda.
Yeah, it is.
But, yeah.
I think 60s on that one.
Funny
actually.
Stuff.
It may have been late 60s on
had
that
Red
one.
Dawn and Flash yeah. Gordon a few months ago, which I missed out on.
They showed the Goonies, didn't they?
Yeah. Since I've been in Colorado, I've seen the Goonies, Fight Club, Enter the Dragon, Road Warrior. I mean, it's not just, straight B-grade horror movies like the Evil Dead series,
right.
Which are great.
Ever play Transformers?
Not yet. Not yet.
Just
but The Warriors is coming up, which I kind of want to see. And I don't know. That's about it. But it's a pretty neat thing to do. And, I don't know. That's what I've got planned for this weekend.
All right, cool. Were you about to say something there?
No, just the Daywatch on the Internet Movie Mongol thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Apparently it's only brought in 47K.
Oh, wow.
No.
Wow, we're going to know our results tomorrow as far as what happened this past weekend.
I didn't pick that one.
Neither did I. You know who did?
Who did?
Ben. Ben picked Daywatch. I don't know if that was because he was running out of money with the Fantasy Mogul. I don't know if
there's
a lot of
$3 titles there that brought in several million as opposed to 47.
Yeah, that's true.
He said it's a really limited
it's a limited
release.
Yeah, it's a limited release as well. I forgot about that. Fantastic Four though is on mine, so I'm hoping it'll take top spot this weekend. So here's hoping. I had what did I have for that? I had Hostel 2 for this weekend, for this past weekend. It didn't do very well. I think it was ranked number 4 on the list. Knocked Up was one. No, Ocean's 13 was number 1. Pirates was number 2. I think Knocked Up came in there around number 3. Hostel 2 was like at number 5 or something like that. So we'll see about that. But yeah. Yeah, I know. Freaks and Geeks, very good show in case you haven't seen that. So anyway, we're kind of wrapping things up here. We got another, 12 minutes to go here, going over what everybody was going to do this weekend. I played a little bit of Guitar Hero for you this past weekend. Did very well on Hangar 18 that I wasn't sure I'd be able to do well on, but just picked it up and started going.
Is anybody picking up the zombie game?
Monster Madness?
Yeah.
I don't have
Is
any
that
plans.
Tuesday?
It's $60. Didn't you check and see it was 60?
Yeah, it's 60.
Yeah, it's $60, and I'm not too sure on that.
Yeah, we need a demo.
We need a demo, or we just all need to rent it.
Have you guys seen anything good on DVD?
Light them over.
There you go.
Have you guys seen anything good on DVD lately? I just saw a documentary this weekend that's really good called Maxed Out.
Yeah, it's about credit card debt, isn't it?
Yep.
You've been familiar with that, haven't you?
No, I'm actually a real tightwad when it comes to money, but I think this is a film that, you know, especially young people might want to check out. I mean,
I don't want to watch that because I'm afraid it'll depress me.
No, it's I was telling Dana earlier that it's kind of a downer of a film, but it's one of those things, you know, maybe if you see it from somebody else's perspective, maybe it'll give you a heads up as to what to steer clear of, you know, in your own finances and whatnot.
Well, we were talking about our fantasy movie mogul, and I ran across the title as I was looking for films to pick up, but I didn't see it. But I didn't know anything about it. It was called King of Kong. And I thought it had something to do with King Kong, a documentary, whatever. Turns out it's a documentary on Donkey Kong.
Huh.
I've heard about that.
Yeah. They did a documentary about a big championship that was going on about, I think, Donkey Kong, or was it Pac-Man?
I think it's
They call it King of Kong, but I think it was
there's
about...
There's a lot of stuff about the Pac-Man championship
stuff. Yeah, because Billy Mitchell's in it.
Yeah.
Who's the big Pac-Man champion, the guy that got to, like, the 200 and whatever it was. The guy who finally...
The first perfect Pac-Man game.
Yeah, he played the first perfect Pac-Man. Wow. By the way, if you want to know what perfect Pac-Man game means, it doesn't mean he got all the way to the top and did whatever. He got all the way to the top by eating all four ghosts with every pellet that he ate. Every power pellet that he ate that turned him blue. He ate all four every single time.
That's impressive.
Do you know how hard that is to do? That's one of the achievements.
I can't even imagine seeing you play it this weekend. It was freaking me out enough.
One of the achievements in the Pac-Man and Miss Pac-Man is to eat all four ghosts with every single power pellet that you eat in one level. Okay, you get four chances. So you got to eat them eight times. That's hard to do in one level. Have you done that? Have you tried that? You don't have the other Pac-Man games.
I don't have the other two. I've got a stand-up Miss Pac-Man machine in storage.
Give it a try and do that. That is some tough stuff to do. But yeah, he played a perfect... I don't know if they're laughing at me or they're laughing at whatever they seem to be talking about.
Hell.
That's it. They're going to be banned. They're going to be banned from the show.
Scott sets mode plus B. Tamarick star at star. Jayco star at star.
Yeah, exactly. They're probably hearing it now. But yeah, so tough stuff out there. But King of Kong, it's a documentary about these two guys going head-to-head trying to be the champion or whatever. The Billy Mitchell guy says that his part in there is edited to make him seem like an ass. But then again, I've heard plenty of stories where he comes off as an ass. Not just in a documentary, but just in life in general. But anyway, interesting thing there. I didn't put any money on it for the fantasy thing, but something I'd like to see. Of course, it'll get that limited release, and we'll never see it until it hits video. That's a documentary I'm interested in. So
there's always Denver.
And there's always Denver. You know, I'm going everywhere.
I should try and make it up there.
Yeah, you should. Yeah, definitely. What are you going to be doing this weekend, Dennis?
Probably playing some more Paper Mario. I might try to catch, you know, the Silver Surfer movie.
Right.
And aside from that, not much. And listen to people right outside the door talking at the top of their lungs.
They are loud guys, man. They're really loud.
I'll tell you, but they have no idea we've been talking about them.
No, because they're so loud they haven't heard the show. How are you doing in there, Dana?
I can hear them quite clearly. They have no idea that we've talked about them at all.
See, she's on
they're
the
talking
other...
about Star Trek, I believe, at the moment.
Star Trek?
Star Trek.
Hopefully they hear that, because I know how the Trekkies hate it when you say Star Trek.
It's doubtful.
Yeah, well, see, Zilla's on the other side of this wall, which is completely soundproofed. I mean, she can yell in there and I can't hear her. However, that wall does not extend beyond the door to enter into the studio, and so they're out in this little hallway just chatting their heads off as loud as they can. She's taking the mic over there. Let's turn it up a little bit. She's going to open the door.
Yeah, I can hear them.
Yeah, we can hear a little bit of what they're doing. She can't get the mic over there too far, but yeah. She probably opened the door and they're like, huh, what? No, they're not. They're
not
still,
really, no.
They're still
There was a slight pause, but...
Dave, streak and see if they know. No, sit back down. Yeah, so anyway, this show's just gone. I want to thank everybody for joining us tonight.
It's been an interesting show.
It's been a great show. I've enjoyed it very much. And, of course, we do this every Monday night here on 1170 WACV. I want to thank, of course, Blue Water Broadcasting for letting us do this. And we've done it for 19 episodes now. And finally, we get some collaboration with a local retailer here that's gonna help us out and do giveaways and stuff.
Thanks to Alan at Movie Gallery
at the Movie Gallery Game Zone over on Madison. So definitely give that a check out. I don't know if they close at 10 or not. We'll have to get his hours and stuff and see what's going on there. So he's gonna hook us up with giveaways. So we'll have giveaways next episode. We'll have free rentals to give away, courtesy of Movie Gallery, and it'll work at any location. So that'll be great. Let's see, what else do we have going on out there real quick? We've got a few more minutes to kill. Anybody? Jesus Christ. Maybe I should bring them in here and just be like, guys, you guys just come in here and close. We'll leave early and let them close out the show. Because you're pretty much closing it out now.
Please don't do it.
Yeah.
No, it's just not a good idea.
Don't do it.
Lord God. Who gave him directions to the station? Anyway, let's see. What are we running up here? We still got time. Jesus. Wow. They're still going.
Remember that Family Guy episode? Where
they're talking about Family Guy. I can hear it through my headphones.
Just a gigantic what?
All right. Anybody in the chat room, can you hear these guys?
I don't think they can.
No.
If you can hear us in the chat room, let us know. If you can hear, not hear us, but if you can hear them outside in the chat room, let us know. Extend your mic a little bit.
Mine? Okay. Let's see.
Throw your mic. See if you can extend. Dave, give him a hand there to hold the mic because I want him to kind of open the door and see what happens here and see if we can pick up on them. Don't even try to take that mic off. It's just not going to happen. See if you can hear it. He's got to open the door first.
The door's open outward, though.
What happened, Danny?
I think they're figuring it out.
Okay, they finally got the clue, did they?
After what, 30 minutes?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey.
Yeah, so
had a bit of a conversation out there, huh?
How was that Family Guy episode?
Very good.
Really? And the soundtrack website you were talking about going to? And
Star Trek, Stanley Kubrick, all sorts of things.
Good Lord, you guys got some loud voices.
Thanks, I guess.
That's okay. When we have this up for download, you can listen to yourselves talk. You guys were bleeding through the door, the soundproofing, everything else. You're bleeding through there into my headphones. So apparently they couldn't pick you up on the podcast, actually. Apparently so, we couldn't hear you. But boy, we could hear you in here, man. The laughing and whatever else, my God. I can't hear you now. You're inside and I can't hear you.
It's the cone of silence from Get Smart. You can't hear anybody
else. Oh, so anyway, what are you going to be doing this weekend?
Myself?
Well, get up to a microphone, yep, even though, you know. Or just talk like you were talking outside. We'd be able to hear you.
Probably this weekend what I'm probably going to be doing is we got Karazhan Raid in World of Warcraft. That's just for one night, though, and a couple of hours. Might actually drag out Supreme Commander. I haven't had a chance to play Supreme Commander because Command & Conquer 3 is just so completely awesome. Very good game if you haven't tried that one out.
Yeah, it's on the 360, and there's a demo for it.
Yeah, definitely pick that up because they really changed the way from the previous Command & Conquer games. A lot slower paced than what it is now. They picked up the pace a lot. So if you have a 45-minute map in Command & Conquer 3, that's egregiously long time. So you can sit down, play a game, and be done in an RTS. Brilliant. But probably going to pick up Supreme Commander. I've got that one, and I'm going to play that a little bit. And I really want to get into Stalker, which may be the game that makes me roll back to XP from Vista. Because apparently Stalker has some real bad problems in Vista. But Stalker, basically, from the folks that have been playing it, from what I've been reading, is Oblivion set in Chernobyl. So I say no more.
Cool. Dana, what are you going to be doing this weekend? I know. I can't leave you out. What are you going to be doing?
I was cleaning up.
What are you going to be doing?
There's a new PopCap game. I believe it's called Peggle.
Oh, okay. I thought it was for arcade. I was like, what? They got a new one in?
No. That'd be nice.
Yeah.
Hint, hint. Xbox.
Yeah. So you're going to be playing a PopCap game on the PC, huh?
Well, it draws my attention sometimes. Because James is on the Xbox.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. PopCap is cool.
Yeah. Well, no, no, no. I'm saying this from the fact that she's got a 4,000-point card for her
thing. I'm waiting for the right moment.
Ooh, that's right.
Oh, we got to go. Yeah. We're about to get cut off. I'll see you next week.